I mean, I'm just working here. So if you don't explain me what's going on, I cannot help you. And if you're insulting me again, I will definitely not help you, sir. So please be polite. Explain me from the beginning till the end. Stop insulting me, and I will try to help you, sir. Okay?
Who the fuck is this? Motherfucker, who is this?
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
You motherfucking prick!
Holy shit. Okay. Well, hey everybody, welcome to the show. Yeah, not as hot now. Good. Anywho, Carlito here. Who else is here? Is Milkman here? Milkman, are you there?
Yeah, hermano! Holy Happy damn Dead Cat Turkey Day, my brother!
Milkman, I ate the shit out of some turkey today. I tell you what.
Hell, I ate the shit out of it.
Literally, like, we got the turkey. My mom got the turkey right. She brought it over here to the house raw. And I took it to the bathroom first, and I ate the ass out of it. Literally, like, I went down on the ass.
Oh, hell. Oopie, baby. You can't beat that.
I ate the shit out of the turkey, man. Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening. Thanksgiving night just ended. Actually, it's midnight. It's officially Black Friday. Black, why you gotta call it black, motherfucker? That's what I say. Yeah, man, it's the day right now, midnight at Friday on the West Coast. That means the Walmarts are opening and shit, and fucking chaos right now. How many people you think just died right now, Milkman? I say 4 people died already right now on the East Coast.
At least, man, they're gut busting.
That's my prediction. The death toll this year is going to be 8 people dead, 4 people on the East Coast is probably just fucking dying.
And there'll be more than that dead trying to get into the doors of these stupid sales.
Yeah, no kidding. Milkman, you're asking the quality as well. I'm concerned that on my end, I've got really loud audio on my mic and on your mic. So if you can bring yours down a little bit.
You sound pretty good, actually.
Oh, yeah. Okay. If you can bring yours down a little bit, we might be all right. And it's just because of my setup. This is cool, though. Hey, Coconut's here also. Big fat Coconut.
Yes, he is.
Hey, what's going on? I got a problem. The sound effects
Hell
are
yeah.
really
We have
loud
no
too.
Black Friday in Canada.
No, you don't do that because it's not Thanksgiving. You already have Thanksgiving in October, right? Isn't that when you do it? Or something, October 20th?
Yeah, about 2 weeks ago, I think it was. 2 or 3 weeks, something like that.
Man, what'd you eat, some beaver, Canadian? What'd you have over there? Did you have some pasta? What'd you eat Thanksgiving? Tell me about it.
No, everybody usually has turkey and stuff out here. Turkey. I think we actually had ours in the house here. We had ours on a different day because I think I was working and Mrs. Coconut was working, so nobody was here.
Ah, Missany was working also. I hear that. Respect. So you don't have a big shopping day where everybody goes out to die for 50% off fucking cholos, right? That doesn't happen in Canada. There's no day like that? There should be a day like that. I think that's what the problem with some of your folks and you're so angry about, Coconut. So you don't have a day where you just get your allotted
Boxing Day.
Boxing Day. You don't... Why Boxing
Day?
Yeah,
that's the big one where everybody lines up.
Okay, so explain this to me, please. I always ask this. I never get a straight answer from you folks, and I don't know why you Canadians never tell me a straight answer. Is it called Boxing Day because you put stuff in boxes? Is that what the deal is?
Yes, sir. You put stuff in boxes, all the stuff that you got for Christmas, and you don't want. You put it into a box, and you take it back.
That's horrible.
Cool.
All right. Well, fine. That's pretty horrible, actually. Why would you give stuff back? I just like to keep everything. I keep it, and I always, you can always gift it back to somebody, man. I guess it's better to send it back and get money back, right? Get your gift receipt. You can send it back, get some cash, and you can go gambling.
Just exchange it for something that you may want.
Weed.
That's the way to work from there.
Smoke weed every day.
Probably. That's a good idea. That's what I would do. That's Boxing Day would be the best day of the year. I'd buy the best weed that day. Right there.
I'd be like, send all the roaches.
That's awesome, Kokanee. Well, dude, I'm sorry that you didn't get to eat turkey today, but you had it 2 weeks ago. Why don't you bring it up 2 weeks ago? Why don't you say, hey, everybody, it's fucking turkey. What? Canadian Thanksgiving. I'm going to have turkey and beaver.
Fuck. Toy.
Motherfucker.
I like turkey.
Now, tell me about, since you're Canadian, Canadian football, are they do they play in this time of year, or do they play like in the opposite end of year that the United States, real American football plays?
No, they're still playing right now. Mm-hmm. And actually, I have a relative that's going to be in the Grey Cup.
All right, that's awesome. The Grey Cup, man, that's, wow. What is that? Is that like the Super Bowl over there, or is it just a special game?
Yeah, Super Bowl equivalent, yeah.
The Grey Cup. I hear you. That's awesome. Congratulations. Good luck to him. What team does he play? Does he play out of Ottawa, Toronto, Ontario, Manitoba? Where does he play out of?
Saskatchewan.
British Vancouver. Saskatchewan, okay. That's cool. Well, all right, so is there a big game on your Thanksgiving always? Like we have here, there's always a big game on in the afternoon on Thanksgiving Day. We have three of them this year, motherfucker. Do you guys have football games on that day that you watch on TV? Is that the same thing? Does that translate over to there?
Fuck, I couldn't tell you.
See, it's a big deal here, right, Milkman? The Thanksgiving game.
Absolutely, man. That's a part of the tradition right there. Good old American wank ball.
Fuck yeah. Awesome. Well, cool. Kokanee, I may go back to you for more questions about Canada. It's always interesting. It's an interesting subject I've always found. Canada is an interesting place because it's our neighbor. Well, sometimes you have such intricacies, man, and it's hard to put your finger on it sometimes, but we got a lot in common. We got
That's
a lot
right. The international nuances, man. We have a Canadian representative, one of our Madhouse militia members. Stay tuned for more information on that.
I shit on you, Milkman. All right, we got numbers here from Lonesome Loser. Lonesome Loser sending in numbers in the UK for Dennis Jones, Gordon Jones, and Roy Jones. Awesome, we're in a Jones mood there. Sounds good. I was hoping maybe we get some Walmarts up in here. Let me go get the Google machine here also. We might do some Walmart calls. Do we have any Thanksgiving calls, Milkman? We've always had fun on the Thanksgiving show. You remember for a few years once the Thanksgiving show ended up me being like half drunk and farting into the phone. And it was hilarious.
Yeah.
We had a show where I did that, the first Thanksgiving show we ever did, our first year on the air, as a matter of fact, right? Then I just get drunk and fart in the phone.
Yeah, you went wild, dude.
Yeah, that was fun. Farting in the phone, man.
He was tore up bad.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right.
Blame it on sunshine. Blame it on the boogie.
Milkman, I'm thinking about going tomorrow morning. I was going to get new monitors here for the studio. You know, I'm going to get two or three new monitors.
Oh, wow.
I was pricing these ones on Newegg for $135 a pop. Tomorrow, staple.
Oh, shit, them flat screens, man.
Yeah, but guess what, motherfucker? Tomorrow at Best Buy, $88.89 or some shit like that, bro. Oh. That's what fucking doing it.
Hey, y'all.
Yeah, so I think I'm going to do it. I don't know what time Staples opens, though. I don't know if they open at 4, because, like, I'm watching TV today, and, like, fucking Macy's is opening at 4 o'clock in the morning. Sears is opening at 4
Let's
o'clock
Let's call
in the
them
morning.
Bastards.
Sears at 4 o'clock in the
Find
morning.
Find out what their time is they're opening.
There's no way to know. They're closed now, dude. I have no idea, because their regular hours...
Well, fuck, we'll call. If they're there, we'll call.
I know the mall's going to open at 6, apparently, is information. They're across the street from the mall, maybe. They have the same hours as them. I don't know. I think I should be safe if I go there, like, at 8 o'clock.
Call
I don't
them
care.
Fuckers.
I'm going to buy monitors regardless tomorrow. I'm quite excited about it. I got these.
Hell yeah. You can get two for the price of one.
Yeah, I could save, saving 38%. I think I made the math out of my TI-86 graphing calculator, Milkman. Never leave home without it. So that's my best friend.
There you go.
It's over here somewhere. Right here, matter of fact. TI-86. TI-86 graphing calculator. They don't make them like this anymore, Milkman. I bought this one here in 1996.
Boy, I know. Is that the one? Oh, shit, I like the ones that had the original red LEDs in them.
This one has the original, it has the LEDs, so I could beam.
Yeah.
You could beam it to, like, someone else who had one. You could beam answers and shit. I remember that right there.
Oh, cool, man. Yeah. You push the button, and, like, it does the sign calculation, and it flashes the whole button.
Yeah.
And there comes a number.
I'm telling you, man. I found an... You know, I'll tell you something really cool. I found an emulator online for the TI graphing calculators. Any version you want, it's an emulator for your computer. It's a representation, like a emulation. It looks just like the computer on your screen. You hit the buttons and everything. Works just like it graphs and everything, dude. It's really cool. You don't have to worry about spending 100-some bucks in a graphing calculator these days. You can just run this program, run it for free. It's got ROMs
cool.
on it. Yeah, it just works just like one of those Super Nintendo or Nintendo or video game emulators. Works just like that. It's got a ROM for the calculator, and you fucking boot it up, and it comes out, looks just like the calculator on your screen, and it does everything it does. Everything. And you can't use that on the SAT.
You got it rocking now, brother.
They don't let you bring in your laptop
on
the SAT.
Oh, really?
SAT. Yeah. They're trying to do that one, man. Man, let me do that. But you're going to borrow
one. Well, you have to get it running on your phone there and put it on the Windows mobile phone.
Look, man, I'm not a wine drinker, but I'm drinking here Gallo Family Vineyards, Twin Valley.
Wine. Oh, man.
I don't know what it means, but it's oh, here we go. It's a white Zinfandel. What's a Zinfandel? Is it a mix? Is that when you mix the wines?
It's where
together?
They take a white grape, and then they put just a little bit of the skin back in it, so it makes it kind of like a blush color.
Oh, it's got a little sharp to it. I like that little... Right to it. I like it.
Technically a white wine, and then they put a little bit of skin back into it, and that's what gives it just a little color.
All right, well,
so it's a nice wine. It's not too dry.
Milkman, I was playing around with some ideas with a friend of mine here, and we're talking about setting up a call manager, a VoIP, going on here in the studio. We could do all our calls right on the computer, not have any phones and anything. It'd be pretty cool. We found a way. We could
Tie it into Google Voice.
The
thinking about
this call is 2 cents per minute.
We're calling on Dennis Jones in the UK.
Of talk time to this number.
We have 5 minutes left to these people. I have to re-up the re-up the card when I get a second. It only takes me 2 clicks to do it on my Google account, man. I'm telling you what,
quick.
Milkman set up the new podcast, so they're good to go. Everyone, please do me a favor. We got to talk about that. Hello, hey, what's going on, big guy? Good morning. What's going on, brother man? Hello? Dennis?
Hello?
Hey, Dennis, how you doing, big guy? What's going on, chief?
Who are you?
Listen, I just had a few sips of that white Zin of yours, you know, that white Zinfandel that you were talking about the other day? Oh, man, that's beautiful stuff. So where they say you take the white grape, you add the skins back in it, right?
I'm sorry, I don't know what you're talking about.
You make a mash out of that grape skin. Make that white Zin. Right? Big Jones. Dennis. Hey, pervert. You pervert fuck. Alright, that's Dennis Jones, everybody. Gordon Jones coming up next.
Quite literally.
You wanker.
When I feel like doing this, when we're going to do it. As a matter of fact, Milkman. When I get to it is when I get to it. What else can we talk about? Now, Milkman, are you a wine drinker at all? Do you drink wine, sir?
Oh, yeah, man. Remember I used to like to get the Pinot Noir,
Pinot
the Gamay. I like light burgundies.
What's that mean? What's a burgundy? Is that a dark wine?
No, burgundy is the red-colored wine.
Burgundy is the color
of
a car.
Some of them are sweeter. And some of them are like more... How can I describe the taste? More complex and less sweet and a lighter shade of red.
Uh-huh.
I like a light burgundy, which would be like a Pinot Noir, etc.
Uh-huh.
Less fruity, more complex tasting.
I'm
in wine country, man.
The cost of this call is 2 cents per minute.
Right here in NorCal, baby.
Minutes of talk time to this number.
Beep.
Do a lot of heroin out there too, right, Milkman?
Yeah, man, like far out, man.
Chasing that dragon, man. I hear you, buddy.
Go up them lines, man.
Welcome to BT Coalminder. The person you've called is not available at the moment. Please leave a...
He's a chicken.
Of course it's a bloody wonka.
He's a bloody fruit. Speaking of wine, bloody fruit, eh? Eh? You get it? Nunu sending in a message telling us to wish people in the UK a happy Thanksgiving. Good idea.
Oh, yeah.
Milkman, you sending a number for a Jamaican lady named Suzanne. Alright, we can do that.
Yeah. Actually, let me give you a brief background. These people call every day to try and telemarket Ellie, and Ellie fucks with their head all the time. So she gave us our number there for them so that we can call them.
Okay.
Jamaica.
So how does she end up with her number? Like, do they have a history pranking them for quite some time, or what's the story with that exactly?
They've been calling her for months, man, and she fucks with them every day, changing voices and stuff.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So she gave us the number and into the madhouse and wanted us to return the favor.
All right, well, we'll check.
Do with some real Jamaican.
All right, we'll check it out. Everyone, don't go anywhere. Give me a second. We'll have another Jim Stewart prank while we get that ready.
Awesome. Good morning. We're having an orgy in 215. Do you fancy coming over?
Excuse me?
We're having an orgy in 215. Do you fancy coming over?
I think you might have the wrong room.
No, this is 210, right? Yeah, we're just calling around the room. Do you want to come in?
Okay, I will see if he wants to go.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Hello?
Good morning, how are you today, sir?
Good.
Very good. Do you fancy coming over to 215? We're going to have an orgy in about 15 minutes.
Sure.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How many of you coming?
Six.
Six of you. Alright, bring all six of you. Girls as well, yeah?
Yeah.
Good stuff. Do you have protection?
Sure.
Oh, we have a lot too, so just come over to 215 in about 15 minutes, alright?
Alright, sounds good.
Alright, see you soon.
Hey, Milkman, thank what time is it in the UK right now? Can I get a check, please?
Monique, how are you today on this absolutely marvelous, splendid day?
Oh my god.
Milkman, can I get a check on UK time right now? What is it, Zulu time right now?
Any 5 a.m. 5 a.m.
It's 12:22. How's up? Is it 5:22 or 4:22?
5 a.m. there.
It's 5 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
So they're 4 hours and 38 minutes exactly ahead of us.
No. Well, they're 5 hours ahead of us.
All right, so it's 5:22 a.m. I got you. All right.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Hi, yes. Jim.
Jim, yes. Very good. You remembered my name. Excellent. How are you today?
I'm fine. Are you calling to harass me and make such a wonderful day of it again?
Actually, I don't want to harass you, my dear. No. I want to harass your guests.
Okay.
Yes? But how are you? Are you keeping well?
Uh-huh.
Very good. I was wondering, you see, we're having an orgy in room 215, and I'm inviting some of the guests over. How would you like to join us?
You know what? I'm okay. Thank you, though.
Okay, that's fine, Monique. At least I asked you. You know, I'm a very kind person like that.
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate that.
Very good, Monique. How is Danny the dog today?
Oh, he's okay.
Is he there? Can I speak with him?
He's not here right now.
When does he get there?
When he gets here.
Okay, that's very good. So I'll try again in 20 minutes?
If you want to.
Okay, very good. I'll talk to some of your guests in the meantime, okay?
Okay.
How many are staying today?
I don't know.
You don't know? Of course you don't. But I will ring
if you want. I think one.
The cost of this call is 2 cents per minute.
Those are definitely my favorite.
Minutes of talk time to this number.
Of the gym pranks. One of my favorite of the gym pranks, so we're definitely going to listen to the rest of that here.
I have to recharge a phone card, so to say, in a moment. We're calling the UK again. No, Jamaica, bullshit. No, no, this is UK. This is Des Jones again. Forgot to paste the right number. Fuck.
To BT call miner. No, the person you've called is not available at the moment. Please leave a message after the tone.
Play the rest of that. Play some more of that Jim Stewart prank while I recharge the phone minutes.
You
and
bloody wonka.
And yeah.
I think one.
Well, I spoke to three already, so that's a lie so far.
Look, when you get that message I sent you on Google, take care of
but
that.
But I will try.
Okay.
Thank you very much,
Moonie. Thank you, bye.
Talk to you soon, my dear. Goodbye.
Hello?
Hi, good morning, mate. How are you?
Pretty good.
I didn't wake you, did I?
Yeah.
Sorry, mate. Are you feeling a bit randy this morning?
Randy.
Do I feel a little bit what?
Randy, do you want to come over to 215? We're about to have an orgy.
Who's this?
This is Jin Stewart. I'm staying in room 215 at the motel. Do you want to come over?
Yeah.
I'm calling around the rooms, alright? And we've got about 20 people so far who want to join in, so I'm just kind of seeing if anybody else wants to tag along.
No thanks.
Are you sure? You know, you only get this chance once in a lifetime.
Yeah, I know.
So you don't want to come over?
Nope.
Well, I'll keep that in mind. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello?
Good morning, my dear. How are you?
Hello?
Hi. Good morning. How are you?
All right.
That's very good. I'm calling from 215. My name is June Stewart. How are you feeling this morning? Are you feeling a bit randy?
You're calling from who?
I'm room 215. I'm in the same motel. Room 215.
Okay.
Basically, I'm calling around the rooms just to see if anybody wants to join in.
I'm sorry. What?
We're about to start. We're about to have an orgy, and we're just calling around the rooms to see if anybody wants to join in.
What is OG?
An orgy. Yeah.
No, thank you.
Yeah, are you sure?
What? So who's there with you?
We've got about 20 other guests who are coming over, and they'll be there in about 5 to 10 minutes. If you want to join in, it would be great.
No, I just want to take a look at
it. Yeah, you want to take a look?
Yeah, just take a look.
Yeah, cool. Come on over to 215. We'll be getting going in about 10 minutes, okay?
Okay.
All right, see you soon. Good morning. How are you today?
Good, thanks, sir.
That's great. This is June Stewart. I'm calling from room 215. I'm basically calling around the rooms just to see if anybody wants to join in.
What's that?
We're about to start an orgy in about 10 minutes. We've got about 20 guests so far that want to join in. How are you fancy tagging along?
Okay.
The cost
can you
of
tell
this
me
call
again?
Is
I don't understand.
2 cents per minute. You have 2 minutes of talk time to this number.
Look, man, I don't know why it won't let me dial that number you sent me. Try to check that.
All right.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, big guy? Happy Thanksgiving to you. Wanted to ask if you had enough carbs or not, and make sure that you took your Zinfandel pills. And he just hangs it. He's not having it. We will call Roy Jones next year. Yeah, I don't know why, Milkman. Check that number again. I tried to dial it several times, and it just sat there in silence. Might be a Google thing.
Don't worry too much about it. It might not be you. It might be me.
20 minutes till the what?
In 10 minutes, in room 215, we're going to have an orgy.
Oh, okay.
You want to join in?
No.
We have about 20 guests so far that are coming along.
The cost
and most
of this
of them
call
are European.
Is 2 cents per minute. You have 1 minute of talk time to this number.
Oh, man. It's the last one for now. Roy Jones. I wish we had Dick Jones. Dick Jones.
Hello?
Hey,
1 minute remaining.
Jones.
Yes?
Jones, how you doing, buddy? I'm going to speak to Roy Jones. Is it the wife or the man?
Mr. Roy Jones, who are you on about?
Well, no, I need to speak to the man. This is man business. Can you please put him on?
I'll put some on for you, but this is ridiculous.
No, it's not. You listen to what I'm saying. I'm a man, and I'm telling you that you put your man on the phone, that this is man business. And mind your own business. Mind your business.
Who are you?
This is Valente from the United States. I wanted to call...
What are you
calling for? I'm calling to wish you a happy Thanksgiving. I was wondering if you were thinking on using any consumer credit tomorrow while you do your shopping.
No.
The store is just opening here in the United States of America for the...
It's 5:30 in the morning, thank you.
I understand, but this is
goodbye.
This is an important message from the United States of America. He is not going to have it. But we did wake him... We did wake him and his wife up there, so, you know.
Let's listen to the rest of that Jim Stewart prank call. 2:23 left in it, and then we'll call Audrey Blackett.
Goodbye.
If you want to join in, it would be great fun.
Okay, well, no, I do not wish to join in.
Why is that, sir?
Because of personal convictions, right?
That's what, sorry?
Because of personal convictions.
Personal convictions?
Yeah, you're talking about in room 215 in Norwich.
I'm almost out of Jesus juice, man. This is going to be fucking shit. I'm going to start drinking beer. And you know, I got two beers left.
Oh, heck.
Got two beers left.
Okay, bro.
Mother the fuck out of...
Yes, that's right. Yeah. Orgy. Do you know what that is, sir?
Yeah, I do. I do not wish to participate. Thank you.
Lots of European chicks, sir.
No, that's all right.
Okay, sir.
Hello.
Good morning, my friend. How are you today?
All right. How about yourself?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty well. This is Jim Stewart. I'm calling from room 215. In about 5 or 10 minutes, we're going to get some guests over, and we're going to start an orgy. Do you want to join in?
What the fuck?
I'm serious. Do you want to come over? We've got about 20 European chicks over here, so if you want to join in, then make your way over.
In 215.
2:15, that's right, yeah. We're going to start in about 10 minutes, and I'm just basically calling around the room to see if anybody wants to join in. We've got protection, everything is sorted, lubricants, we've got everything.
I got a couple of guys with me, though.
That's all right, bring those along. We've got lots of chicks over here, so come on over.
2:15, huh?
2:15, yeah, in about 10 minutes, though. Do you think you make it?
Yeah, I can make it.
All right, so 6 of you coming, yeah?
No, there's 4 of us.
4 of you coming. Okay, I'll write that down. Thanks a lot, buddy.
Uh-huh.
See you soon.
Yes.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Who is this?
This is Jin Stewart. I'm calling from room 215.
Uh-huh.
Got an offer you can't refuse, mate. How do you feel this morning?
I don't understand. What is this?
Do you feel a bit randy this morning?
What?
Do you feel a bit horny, sir?
What?
Do you want to come over to 215 in about 10 minutes? We've got about 20 European chicks here. They're butt naked and waiting for all of us.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Pink.
Yes.
Good evening, madam. How are you?
Very well. Late I hope at
it's
night.
Yeah, I hope it's late. I hope I woke you. Are you feeling all right?
Yes.
Good. I'm going to send you a taxi, all right?
Why?
Because I want you to get inside it. All right?
No.
Yeah, well, I'm going to send you a taxi to number 11. All right? Hello?
Yes.
Mrs. Pink. I got that cab. He's going to be there in about 10 minutes. He's already paid for. So I suggest you get in the cab and let him take you to Heathrow, all right? Immediately. Hello? Mrs. Pink?
Yes?
Did you just taser the phone?
I don't know who you are, and I'm not worried.
I'm Mr. Stewart.
Thank you for holding National Healthcare. How can I help you?
How are you?
Fuck national healthcare. All right, Milkman, we're going to try your number here in Jamaica again. Let's give that a shot. Invalid right. number.
It's from Ellie. I just added a country code.
It says invalid number, Milkman. Invalid number.
So fuck, let's try this then. How about this?
Jesus, man. Air brakes. Milkman.
That's what's coming off of her. I know. That's what's coming off of her caller ID.
She is bastard. How many fathers does she have, Milkman?
Let's see. One. Two. Three.
Okay. I'm buying $10 of credits right now. Look, let's see how easy this is, Milkman. This is Google Voice. I clicked on my website that I use for my dialing. I clicked on $10. It's telling me to confirm my purchase and ask for my password. I will now enter in my password and see if it takes it correctly. Let's see here.
I'm going to confer with the expert, our numbers hitman, and send him the number I have and see if he can tell me the proper dialing sequence.
Okay, good. Well, let me know. In the meantime, I got to do this purchase. We're going to call France here. We've got a number for the Hotel Napoleon. We also have the Black Prince Hotel. And we still have Audrey Blackett in Yorkshire, England, to call. I still have to get the credits here. I was fixing another thing. I'm sorry. Looking for a good,
Okay.
Looking for, you know, Milkman had this, Milkman. Jin had this thing once, dude, where he called this Indian restaurant. You remember that one? It was funny. I'm trying to find one of those.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This is Order Games. Let's see if it's this one.
I don't know if I can help you.
Hi there. Yeah, I'd like to make an order, please. Yeah. You have the chow mein? You have the beef chow mein?
Yep, we do.
All right, and give me one portion of beef chow mein, one portion of sweet and sour pork. You have foo young? You have egg foo young?
Yeah, we do.
All right, and I have one portion of egg foo young. You have egg fried rice, right?
Which is pork fried rice.
Okay, yeah, can you give me two portions of that?
Wait, hold on, do you need egg foo young?
Egg foo young, yes, please.
What kind? Beef?
Beef, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, and one portion egg fried rice. Sorry, two portions of egg fried rice.
Two orders of pork fried rice?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, I want you to read the order back to my friend in a second.
Oh, yeah, sure.
He's going to give you all the details. Just give me 1 second. I need to put you on hold while I go and get him. Is that okay?
Okay.
Right, 1 second, please. Okay, now she's on hold, and I'm going to call another Chinese takeaway.
Can I help you?
Yes, I'm going to give you an order. Just hold on 1 second.
Oh, so listen. Okay.
What's the order, please?
Hi. Yep, you had a beef chow mein.
Beef chow mein.
Sour pork. Two orders of pork fried rice. And one order of beef egg mein.
Hello? You got beef chow mein, pork fried rice, green sour pork, and then pork fried rice.
Pork fried rice.
You order pork fried rice. Did you say Mongolian beef?
I'm sorry.
Okay, we got the credit. I'm moving in. We're calling France, everybody. France. And just coming in, we got a confirmation. A black woman answered at a Walmart Supercenter in Bluefield, West Virginia.
I can't hear you well. I'm sorry.
She is not slave.
You can't hear me?
Yeah, it's not loud enough. Okay, go ahead and repeat it.
Okay, you and me.
Go ahead, ma'am.
Okay.
Yeah, don't talk when I'm talking. Let me finish and then you talk, because I can't hear when we both talk at the same time. Okay? Now you go ahead and tell me what you like.
Can you hear me now?
Go ahead, ma'am.
Okay, you have a beef chow mein, sweet and sour pork, two orders of pork fried rice.
Okay.
And an order of beef egg foo young.
Beef egg foo young?
Yes. The guy just ordered beef egg foo young.
Okay.
Hello? Can you hear me now?
Go ahead, ma'am. Because if you keep doing that, I can't hear you. Anything else?
Anything? Well, I don't know. Do you want anything else?
The cost of this call is 2 cents per minute.
Hello.
How many rings does it take for you to pick up the phone there, Frenchy Frog?
Hello?
How many rings does it take for you to pick up the phone over there, Frenchy Frog? Huh? Hello?
Hello?
Listen, is this France, man? Hey.
I beg your pardon?
Is this the stupid hotel, Napoleon?
Yes.
You know Napoleon had a 3-inch penis? Is that why you work there? Do you have one of those, or are you just attracted to small penises? Huh? Fuck France, everybody. Fuck France!
I hate France. I hate France like a motherfucker. I'm gonna call him right back. I hate France so much, I hope they all drown.
Hold on, do you need egg foo young? Egg foo young, yes please. What kind? Beef. Beef, yeah. Okay. And the cost of this call is two portions egg fried rice. Right, I want you to read the order back.
Wow, how you doing? You parle anglais?
Yes, sir.
Hey, good, man. I want to talk about reservation for some spaces, you dumb fucking shit.
Sorry?
I'm sorry, I got a little bit of trouble sometimes. I get a little angry at my wife, and I decided to take it on innocent people. I talked to her on the phone.
The service is closed, sir.
Well, no, no, no. Listen now. You tell me what the availability is like. I'm a tremendous, I'm a superstar. Huh? I'm a movie star, fucker.
Yeah, just fuck your asshole, sir.
Fuck your asshole, sir. Sir, he says, sir, what a fucker that guy.
Give him sir.
Check your G-talk now, bro.
Check your G-talk, fucker.
I just got it confirmed by the master, the number shit man, the ultimate.
Listen, you do what he just said, you understand? You do what he just said for me to do, you're going to do that right now, Logan. Go fuck your asshole.
My friend.
Go fuck it with a carrot for a stool sample.
I need a carrot.
Yeah, I'd like to make an order, please.
Yeah, there you go. See, you're, me and you, look, man, are at the same level, man. You know what I'm talking about. All right, I'll grab it, Milkman. We're going to call Jamaica again.
Get beef chow mein, pork fry wrap, green style pork, and then pork fry rice.
Hey, it's working now, fucker.
Can you say Mongolian beef?
I'm sorry?
The cost of this call is 25 cents per minute.
25 cents per minute? Where the fuck am I calling, bro? 25... This is a quick insult. I'm gonna hang up. Fuck that. It's 25 cents a minute, you fuck. Who do you think I am? This is a Jamaican cell phone? That's why. The cell phones cost way more than it costs the landline overseas.
Oh, I don't know. That's what's coming up on her,
fucking shit. You make me so angry, Milkman. You make me so fucking angry. You know that?
It is not authorized to make calls to this phone number. If you would like to have a...
Fuck you and your phone number that I'm not authorized to talk to. You fucking think they are, right? Who they fucking think
they are? God damn it, it's my fault.
Yeah, fucking French, man. You hear that, French? Yeah, those
fucking
French...
Fucking asshole.
Fucking asshole French just boil my butter, you know
Frenchie.
That? They're gonna call him again. Call that French prick.
Don't shave your nads.
Talk to me with any kind of disrespect.
The cost of this call is 2 cents per minute.
Damn right, it's 2 cents per minute. Cheaper to call France than that freaking Caribbean shit you're getting me to call. What the fuck's that about? Jamaica. How's Elliot can afford to pay 25 cents a minute prank call people every day? It's a problem right there.
Yeah, you call her.
That's why she's about to lose her house. Hey, what's your name? Hmm? Listen. You're insulting me, sir, and I'm going to write down your name. I'm going to put you down and write you up in my report. Listen. Hey. What's with the clang in the background? What's going on? You stupid French chicken. Yellow chicken. Now, you know what? The other day, I bought a rifle. It was cheap. It was only fired once. French rifles. Fired once, dropped twice. $5. Because you're chicken. $5 sale on French rifles from the French Army. Because you guys just, you shoot them once and you just drop them twice. You drop it once and then you get scared, you run away and you pick it up and then you run about 5 feet and you drop it again. That's France Army. Yeah. You know you're the ones that started Vietnam? Also, it was your problem, Indochina as you used to call it. You made us a lot of American, because you guys are so pussy that you couldn't stop a stupid little communist revolution in a shit country in Indochina called Vietnam. That's how fucking impotent you people are as a country. Listen to that shit phone over there. You got a piece of shit phone. You call yourself a hotel, Napoleon?
Frying bacon.
Frying bacon. I'm done.
I want to talk to some more France, and I want to call Russia again. Remember, we had a great... We should call Russia and shit, right? I say we call Russia tonight, man. Fuck yeah. Nunu says, bonjour, Jay Vordes, actor, votre mère. I mean, hello, I would like to buy your mother. Bonjour, I don't know how to pronounce it, Nunu.
No, it says, je voudrais acheter votre mère.
Oh my, that sounds German, that's nasty. That sounds like, oh,
je voudrais votre mère.
Fuck that shit, I don't want to talk French. I'm not gay.
You had a beat.
Hello?
Hello, hi.
Let me just talk effeminate like Katie K.
Well,
get the
sorry.
Same effect. Probably understand me better.
Ma'am, they're not loud enough. Okay, go ahead and repeat it.
Okay, you and me.
Go ahead,
ma'am.
Okay. Don't talk when I'm talking. Let me finish, and then you.
Don't talk when I'm talking. How rude is that, milkman? Really? How do people say that to people? Don't talk when I talk. Jesus.
Don't talk when I talk, damn it.
I said we call Motel 8. Let's get, was it Motel 6? Is that the one that you can dial through?
Fuck yeah.
I said we find a busy Motel 6 and talk to some of those motherfuckers. Give them the what for.
Because I can't hear when we both talk to Tam.
Okay?
Tam. Now you go ahead and tell me what you like.
Can you hear me now?
Go ahead, man.
Okay, you have a beef chow mein.
Beef.
Sweet and sour pork. 2 orders of pork fried rice.
Okay.
And order of beef
effouillant.
Beef effouillant? Yes. The guy just ordered beef effouillant.
Okay.
Hello? Can you hear me now?
Go ahead, ma'am. Because if you keep doing that, I can't hear you. Anything? Hello?
The cost of this call is 2 cents per minute.
Juliet Napoleon in Paris, France. Milkman, how you say that?
Allô?
Allô, bonjour.
Oui, bonjour.
How you say it, Milkman?
Je voudrais acheter.
Je ne comprends pas.
Je voudrais acheter votre mère. Hello?
Je comprends pas ce que vous dites.
Where's your mother at? How many mothers do you have? I would like to purchase your mother for a slave, white slave.
Où est ta mère?
Je ne comprends pas ce que vous dites.
Listen, stupid. I am the king of Nigeria. You understand? My name is Dikembe Mutombo. I command you to sell me your mother immediately. I will sell her into white slavery. She will become my...
Je ne peux pas vous aider, monsieur.
I don't
understand. Je comprends pas ce que vous dites.
Speak American. You understand?
Je comprends pas ce que vous dites. Je ne peux pas vous aider.
Go to hell. Hell.
Je suis désolé, monsieur.
Mad.
Je ne peux pas vous aider. Je comprends pas
tout
ce que vous dites.
Tout me mange.
Tout me mange.
Je suis désolé, monsieur. Je comprends pas ce que vous dites.
Eh? Et toi?
Je suis désolé, monsieur. Je comprends pas ce que vous dites. Je ne peux pas vous aider.
Je ne peux pas vous aider.
Je ne peux pas vous aider, monsieur.
Parlez-vous.
Je ne comprends pas ce que vous dites.
Parlez-vous coucher avec moi.
Je ne comprends pas ce que vous dites.
Parlez-vous.
Je ne sais pas.
Hein?
Je ne comprends pas ce que vous dites, monsieur. Je ne peux pas vous aider. Désolé, monsieur. Je suis désolé, je ne peux pas vous aider.
You're starting to
freak. Monsieur.
Hey, will you say some numbers for me? What did she say, Milkman? What the fuck did she say, asshole?
She keeps saying, I told you. I don't understand what you're saying. I don't know.
What the fuck is wrong with her, too? What the fuck? It's kind of scary sounding, man. Jeez. I got a douche chill right now, Milkman. It kind of scared me a little bit.
I think she had a recording turned on there for a minute.
I didn't like it.
Anything? Well, I don't know. Do you want anything else?
Hello, I would like to buy your mother.
Here.
Beautiful.
Go ahead. Okay, do you want a delivery? Huh? Do you want a delivery?
No, we don't.
Do you want a delivery? Okay, folks, we have the hotel. We have the Hotel Abba Montparnasse in Paris, France. All right, let's give them a call. Lonesome Loser has them noted here as in another French asshole. All right, good. We'll bring that up. As a matter of fact, that my friend Lonesome Loser think he's a French asshole already, right off the bat. Fucking Lonesome Loser is so fucking awesome. He knows. How did he know he's an asshole? It's fucking genius. Fucking God damn it.
The cost of this call
I don't care.
2 cents per minute.
Yeah, I knew it. 12:50 a.m. Black Friday. Hey, stupid, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
Good, yeah, well, let's talk about my reservations that you people screwed up for the third time again, you monkey.
Excuse me?
You monkey, you people ruined my reservations all over again. You took a big shit in a bowl and you microwaved it and you served it to me with a fucking fork. Who do you think I am? Huh?
Excuse me. Could you explain me what's going
Listen.
On? Because I don't understand.
This is the hotel in France, is it not?
Yes, it is. But if you don't tell me your name, your reservation, and what's going on, I cannot explain to you, or I cannot do
okay.
anything to you, sir.
Listen, jerk. My name is Valente. You write that down, because I'm not going to start repeating it 4 or 5 times. Valente, you got that? Monkey.
Sir, could you please stop insulting me now?
Okay, I will. I'll stop. I will no longer... Well, for now.
So, what? Explain me what's going on, sir.
You monkeys ruined my reservation machine again, and I don't have spaces. I want my spaces back. Right now, we want a refrigerator,
your
and I want...
reservation machine. What's a reservation machine, sir? Did you make a reservation to the hotel?
Yes, I did. The reservation machine, I had a confirmation machine, reservation for spaces. How many spaces?
For spaces.
Look up my, and you have a computer machine there? Huh?
Yes, I do.
Turn it on. Is it turned on right now? Do you have to reboot it? I want it working.
It's already
right?
on.
Is it working? Test it right now.
Stop calling me a monkey, sir.
Hey, listen, sir. I haven't called you a monkey since you told me not to call you monkey. It's the truth.
Sir, if you have any problems, this is not of my, how to say, my...
Listen, brother.
I mean, I'm just working here, so if you don't explain me what's going on, I cannot help you. And if you're insulting me again, I will definitely not help you, sir. So, please, be polite, explain me from the beginning till the end, stop insulting me, and I will try to help you, sir, okay?
Okay. All right.
So,
I'm sorry.
So, what I need now, your name and your reservation and the date you made the reservation.
My name is Valente.
Okay. Okay.
But the phone's disconnected. What the fuck?
He hung up on you.
Oh, I am so
no,
calling
Brett.
Him back. I am
Brett.
So calling him back. That guy's funny.
He was trying to keep it cool. I could hear him start cussing. That'd be funny.
Oh, man. Is he angry?
The cost of this call is...
Is he angry?
...cents per minute.
Wow. The Kevin Mutombo.
Hotel Abamoranas, bonjour.
Listen, but what happened? Huh?
Sorry?
What happened? I was talking to you. What happened?
I don't know.
Listen, you hung up on me.
What happened, sir?
What is? I want your paper.
Sir, I've been trying. As I said, I will try to help you.
Okay, but I want to. I want to say first of all, listen to me, sir. I want to say that I'm sorry that I called you monkey, that I said bad things.
Sir, I'm sorry.
Please, I just need help.
Just tell me.
I had a panic attack.
I have your name. I would need your reservation, sir.
I need to make
when
an explanation.
When was your reservation supposed
to be, sir, or something?
Peace
be on you, please. Peace, okay? Peace between me and you. Let there be peace here, dear Lord. I ask you to rain down your presence right now upon myself. And what's your name?
Sorry?
What is your name, please?
Bruno.
Lord, I ask you that you rain down your patience between myself and Brother Bruno, that we can both come to an accord and be peaceful as Christian men, and together resolve this issue without coming to insults and being angry. In his name, Lord, we praise. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Okay. I'm sorry, brother. Okay. My name is Valente.
Okay. When was it supposed to be the reservation?
Over a month ago I made it. Over a month ago. My stupid wife and I told her, you stupid bitch, you stupid woman, I said to her, make the stupid reservation, you get the stupid damn confirmation number, and the stupid woman, Bruno, I'm telling you, I'm not a violent man, but I came so close to slapping her right in the face. Right in the face! But I didn't do it, Milkman and Bruno, because I am not that kind of man. I will never hurt a woman, but son of a bitch, Bruno, sometimes
excuse
it's
me,
women.
I need just one thing just to understand, to be sure I understand. You had the reservation for last month?
I made it last month.
Correct?
I made it last month.
You made it last month?
Damn it! I made it last month for now, for this weekend. All these days we're going to be down there in France with the heterosexual who look homosexual. And buy this and buy that and going shopping and looking at this shit and that shit and all this shit. And look now, you people messed up the reservation. I don't have my reservation machine. I don't have their spaces. I'm stuck here at the airport. I don't know what I'm going to do. You need to come send your shuttle, your person right now. Send the person, your servant, to come here to pick me up. And I need
excuse me. One more question. What hotel did you make the reservation to, sir?
Your hotel. I have it down here in the email that I got from the confirmation machine.
What's the name of the hotel, please, sir?
Hotel Abba Montparnasse.
Okay.
Montparnasse. Okay, so what's your name, sir? I command you to give me.
Bruno,
I need your number, your confirmation. I need your papers right now. I want to make copies of your papers.
You want to make a copy of what papers?
Your papers, your documents, your personal private documents in your papers.
Private documents.
Uh-huh.
You want my private document?
All your...
Is this a kind of joke or something, sir? Because, it's the end of my duty. I've got some work to do. And I don't think it's funny, sir.
Let me explain
it's
to you
definitely
something.
Definitely not funny.
Listen, Bruno.
Sir,
if you're
sir,
at the
sir,
end
sir,
of your
sir.
Duty, monkey...
I'm sorry.
If you're at the end of your
yes,
duty...
Okay, monkey, again, sir.
Why don't you flush the toilet, you duty? Making a duty. You feel the duty? Do you have a duty to do? Why don't you go to the toilet and do your duty, monkey? Like a monkey, you're going to do it right there in front of everybody and eat it like a monkey does in the zoo.
Okay, sir. I thank you really much for this call, sir. Unfortunately, I apologize, but I won't be able to help you.
You're a gay.
Any complaints?
Are you a gay?
Sorry?
Are you a gay? I heard you were gay. They told me that you were gay. That's why you were, because I'm a Catholic priest. And you're a gay.
Okay.
You're going to hell.
Of course I am gay, sir.
Burn in hell.
What else, sir?
I'm going to pray for you, for Jesus, to send you to hell.
Okay.
Son of a bitch. Monkey.
Anything else?
Yes, monkey. Monkey. Why'd you go?
Okay.
Monkey, do it now. For me, I'll leave you alone, I promise. I will never bother you again.
Okay, sir. Have a good day,
Say
sir.
It, monkey. Say it.
Enjoy your time in France, sir.
I love them.
I'm gonna, enjoy my time with friends.
That wasn't very nice.
Wow, that's fun. I love France. Awesome.
That was very nice to tell them to go to hell.
Yeah, what's
How
up?
How would you
feel someone told you to go to hell.
How you doing, Tucky Monkey?
No.
Oh, okay, you want to pick it up, right?
Yes. You have to come here and pick it up.
Okay, may
I have
your phone number? Yes, yes. Can I have your phone number?
Oh, our phone number here?
Yes.
503-644-0003.
Yes. Okay, can I have your name, please?
France. Hello, and thank you for calling Motel 6. Oh, if you know the room number of the guest you're calling, please enter it at any time.
I usually frown upon the hotel pranks, being what happened recently.
Yeah, we don't want to go that far.
We never learn our lesson here. Thinking about going and making a mashed potato...
Apparently not.
...mashed potato sandwich. That sounds about good. Would you have a mashed potato? I think I might take a make a mashed potato sandwich. Sounds like a good idea. I'm going to toast it. I bet you that's as good as shit, Tuck. Fucker, I'm gonna do it right now.
Bet it is.
And answering there. I'm gonna take two slices of bread. I'm gonna put a layer of mashed potatoes in there. I'm gonna I'm gonna sprinkle some bacon bits on it, and I'm going to put in a toaster oven for on high for about 5 minutes. I think it's gonna be good as shit. We're gonna call. Yeah, it sounds. I'll say just like that.
What, my name too? How come?
Well, I need your name.
I'm supposed to get your name and your phone number. Why are you getting all phone and all number?
Hey, you know what's open? The casinos.
Wait, is this?
We gotta call that one casino.
Yeah.
No, the
I
casino
think
where
are.
We. This is that lady.
To take your order.
The crazy bride we call all the time.
Dolores. And the security dude.
Yeah, big Dolores.
Big Dolores.
Corey. Yeah. You gotta do a Fitman. Do a Fitman.
Serenger just had fits.
Oh, jeez.
Hôtel à Montparnasse, bonsoir. Bonjour, pardon.
Hello.
Hello?
Yes, is this Bruno?
Yes, indeed, sir.
You know Bruno's the name of a gay character in a movie I saw the other day?
Okay, sir.
it was a piece of shit.
Don't you have anything else to do, sir, than doing stuff like that, sir?
Is it a coincidence that you play a European gay man named Bruno in real life?
Okay.
I heard you're the
anything
base.
Else?
Well, I want to say I'm sorry, sir, for insinuating.
Okay. Sir, I have another line waiting.
I can
hold.
Put me on hold. Awesome. I'll call him back. Tell him I want to hold.
I'm going to call him right back. Make him pick up.
He didn't last very long. Why was he watching gay porno?
I don't know,
the cost
man.
Of this call is 2 cents per minute.
I don't know.
Hello?
Yeah, look, man, I was holding on the other line, and that whole music just sucks. Can you disconnect the other line and come back to me here? Because it cost me double minutes on my cell phone when I call international, so.
Okay, sir. Is there anything I can do for you?
Well, we need to discuss. I'm a lawyer. I'm a big, serious lawyer.
No, you need to discuss. First, you need to be polite, and you need to explain yourself. You've been calling. We've been talking together for something like 5 minutes.
Uh-huh.
You haven't said anything. Yet what's going on? Now, I have other things to do, sir. So, Mm-hmm. Now, as I said, if you have any complaints to do about the reservation or something, please send us an email, a letter. But
listen, I'm stuck.
I have my duty to do. I have some other things to do. So please.
If you have any problems,
shut
up and let me answer.
So
if you have a duty to make, I told you go make a duty in the bathroom and come back, and we got to. I need to talk to the manager who's in charge because I'm stuck at the airport.
I am not the manager. Is not here before 9 o'clock, sir.
I got into a fight with my wife. I shook her.
Put a man on.
I put my hands on each of her shoulders. On each one, I put one hand and I shook her and I said, "Shut up! Shut up! Shut up!" And then she left. Hello? Bruno Vega.
Put a man on the phone.
I'm like, really, this guy, he's got to understand that where I'm coming from. I shook the hell out of my wife.
He's busy watching gay porno. God darn.
I'm trying to get to accuse him. He's trying to get a blowjob from a woman.
The cost of this call is 2 cents per minute.
Hotel Abba Montparnasse, bonsoir, bonjour.
Listen, is it a woman you're trying to have relations with that you keep wanting, you can't talk to me? I mean, if it's cool, I'll call back in 10 minutes or whatever. Or is it a man? It's okay if it's a man. If you're having relations with a man, then I'll call you back when you're done. Hello?
Yes? Well, I'm listening, but as long as you're not saying something interesting, I probably won't be answering you.
Okay, but are you busy now? Do you want me to call you back when you're done? Because I'm stuck here. I can't leave.
I cannot be of any help if you don't explain me what's going on.
I had
so
reservations.
Please stop talking about women, your wife, or whatever. Just tell me what's wrong.
Okay. All right. Listen.
Do you need help, or do you just need someone to insult? Because if you want someone to insult, I can give you several numbers that people will be pleased to hear you.
I'm going to ask you about that later, but right now I just want to say, Lord, please forgive me, and please allow Bruno the patience to deal, and Lord, I apologize for being rude to your humble servant, Bruno. In Lord's name, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Okay. Bruno, I had reservation machines for spaces, two spaces today. My wife and I, we got into a fight because you people didn't send the shuttle to come pick us up. Okay. So,
we didn't send any shuttle. We did never send any shuttle to pick anyone up from the hotel, sir.
My agent was supposed to make arrangements for a shuttle to pick me up from.
Yes, but if you sit that with your agent, there's nothing we can do.
I called him. It's a holiday.
And the problem, sir.
Hey, it's a holiday in the United States. Okay, number one, number two. I just fired him because I got into a fight with him on the phone, and the last thing he said to me was that to call you people, that you people were in charge. You were supposed to make the arrangements to send a taxi cab and all this stuff. So I don't know why. I just know that we need to find my wife. I need to get a car over here. We need to find my wife. And then you guys got to check me in as quickly as possible because I need to get my sleep. I have to do a dissertation tomorrow afternoon. I need to have my rest. You people drop the ball again, buddy. Again. Because I don't deal with human. This is what I get. I get this. Treatment from everybody, everywhere I go. They say, oh, well, it's the way you are. Well, you know, God damn it. God damn it.
Okay.
And I don't want you to tell me you don't have my reservation in your computer machine, because if you don't, I'm going to lose it again. I'm going to make insults. So you need to get on your computer machine now, and you need to confirm that you have my two spaces for Valente, because if you don't, I'm going to be upset. Upset, and I might say things that are not good. I might say bad words. I might scream. I might cause a scene here.
What agency did you make the reservation with?
Valente and Associates. It's my company, man.
I don't have no one under your name and no reservation.
Nothing. No, jeez. Fuck. Speak American right now.
Yeah. Okay, so one more thing. Just.
Speak American. I command you. Listen.
Hello. Sir. For
no. I want you to listen. Under the name of the United States, you're required under the UN Charter of the United Nations to translate exactly what you just said right now. I'm a lawyer and I know this stuff. So you tell me exactly what you just said.
I thought you were a travel agent.
I'm a travel agent. How dare you?
Sir,
you know
sir,
who
sir,
I am?
Sir,
I'm a United States senator. Huh? I'm a United States senator.
Sir, for any, how to say?
I'm going
to,
oh, God.
Any complaints or any sort, I'll give you an email address to write it.
Listen, I don't care about that. I just need to get my ride to your hotel, and I need to go to bed as soon as possible.
Well, as long as you don't have any confirmation number, it means that you didn't make any reservation. It means that we don't have any rooms for you.
You fucking monkey shit.
If you want to sleep in the hotel, you can.
You're a monkey who takes his shit in his pants.
If you want to sleep in the hotel, you come in the hotel and we'll give you a room, sir. We don't have any reservation under your name, sir.
How many fathers do you have?
Doesn't matter, sir.
You have four fathers.
Excuse me, it's been too long. It's almost 20 minutes that we're talking together. I am off of my duty.
You took a duty.
As I said,
rub it on your face
and email, and everything will be fine, sir.
A monkey rubs his face on his duty when
he's
done.
Yes, I know. I'm a monkey. You told me that 20 times, sir.
Good.
I wish you a good day, and have a good day.
We have nothing else to discuss. Thank you. Thank you, Milkman, for laughing over the prank call.
As always, thank you for ruining a good prank call. Asshole.
I'm a monkey.
You admit it, though. He's a monkey.
He laughed over prank. Frank.
As I said it several times.
You laughed over Frank.
Milkman, you jerk. It's okay. I can edit you out. No one. It's good, Milkman. You're okay. You're okay. Milkman, what do you think, man? France, right? That guy in France is pretty cool.
My God, dude. We got to save that number, man. Bruno is a gold mine.
Dude, Nuni was saying I should have gotten those numbers to insult. They're probably, I don't know. I wonder who they were. I wonder who wanted us to insult. That's interesting. All right. Well, here we got the Aerostar Hotel. Woman answer there. They're in Russia. In Corp Russia. Whatever that is. We got the Korsten Hotel and Casino. They're also in Russia. Let's go ahead and call these people. Dude, I still got to edit the show where we called Vietnam. Had a lot of conversation.
Oh, my God, dude. That was a bonanza.
The chick in Vietnam.
The cost of this call is...
And the guy in the Ukraine.
...cents per minute.
Oh, we gotta
edit
the Ukrainian call.
Bogdan, this is Bogdan. It's a madhouse.
Доброе утро, Телерастар Олеся, слушаю вас.
Hey, woman, how you doing?
Hello, good morning.
Hey, stupid, I want to say happy Thanksgiving first. Where's my stupid car to come pick me out of your stupid hotel?
Oh, just a moment. Are you need your reservation or reception?
Are you stupid or something?
This is Operator Olesia.
I don't care. I want to talk to the person in charge of spaces.
Oh, just a moment. I'll connect with reception.
The reception? Okay, hurry up. Nice. If I was there, I'll give you a nice spank in the ass. Go. There you go. That's how you do it. That's nice.
Добрый день, гостиница Ростов, ресепшн Яна.
Every woman likes a nice little spank in the ass, huh?
What?
You like to have a nice little spank in the ass, a little spank on the backside there? When you go do me a favor?
Do you live in the hotel now?
Yeah. You speak American or what?
English.
No, American, though. You speak American, stupid?
And?
Listen, where's my car? Waiting here at the gay airport here, you stupid Russians. Don't hurry up and come pick me up. I swear to God, I'm going to give you a bad review. My name is Valente. Look it up in your computer machine there, woman.
Your room number is?
What?
What is your room number?
My name is 407-459-4534.
459?
4534.
4534?
Uh-huh. Did you get that area code?
What is it, 4534?
You asked me for a stupid number. Well, I gave you my numbers. What do you want? What numbers you want, dummy?
Hold a minute, I can have you with the manager.
Monkey. What about a bunch of monkeys you got over there, huh? Jeez.
Excuse me?
What's your name? Valkali? Nikolai? What is it?
Nikolai?
Is that your name, Nikolai?
No, my name is Artem.
Is what?
Artem.
Akcham?
Yes, how can I help you, sir?
What kind of stupid name is that?
Hello?
Good point. Let's call back and ask for Akcham.
Fucking Akcham. What kind of name is Akcham?
Akcham!
My name is Akcham.
The cost of this call is Akcham. 3 cents per minute.
He sounds like he's Chechen or something. He sounds a little Muslim, right? Even the Muslims over there running the hotels, fuckers. I bet you there's Italians in the casino. Fucking guineas. Hey, Jerky, I need to talk to Akcham over there in the front desk and shit.
Okay, just a moment, I'll connect you.
Listen, you put me through to Akcham. God damn it. Shut up, I need to speak to Akcham.
Akcham, only a minute.
I'll say, hey. Akcham. Akcham, what's up, Akcham? Why'd you hang up the phone on me?
Excuse me, sir. Can you repeat, please?
Okay. Listen, this is the hotel in Russia, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, damn it. I need a car that I ordered to have pick me up at the airport and bring me down to check into my spaces. And you assholes still haven't sent the stupid shit card to the airport to pick me up. And if you don't send it,
I know your surname.
Huh?
I need your surname, sir.
Why do you say like that? Like, with attitude, with, you know, like, angry. Why?
No, sir. If you ordered a taxi in our hotel, I need to know your surname.
My name is Valente.
Can I please pronounce it by letters?
Valente. V-A...
V-A...
G-I...
G-I...
N-A.
One moment, sir.
Alright.
You have reservation in our hotel from today?
Yeah, you can't find me in there? Can you read it back to me, please?
I How much can't see such surname in our reservations.
How much do you weigh, sir?
Excuse me, sir?
You sound like you're overweight because you're breathing into the phone like a lot. Why do you do that so much? What's your problem? Listen, I'm sorry. Don't get upset, okay? Listen, I need to check in. Hey. Akcham!
One moment, sir.
Hey, do you have my name in there? Can you read it back to me? I want to make sure you write it down wrong.
Can you please pronounce it one more time?
Vagina. V-A-G-I-N-A.
V-A-G-I-N-A. Yes, sir. One moment, I'm trying to find you.
Do you have Google? Because if you look it up... I'm from the United States. I'm a movie star. I'm Vagina. Look it up. Maybe you can find it in one of my antonyms.
One moment, please.
Well, hurry up. Do you have google.ru? Fucking asshole.
Good afternoon, sir. Can I help you?
Yes. I need you people to come deliver my car immediately and check me in into my spaces. Damn it.
Sir, can you repeat, please?
I need you to come deliver my car machine to the whole airport and bring me down to your hotel so I can check into my spaces immediately.
Do you have a reservation in our hotel?
Yes.
Can you tell me your name, please? I will check your reservation.
V-A-G-I-N-A.
Just a second. B-A?
No, V like Victor. A.
Ah, okay. V-A?
Uh-huh. G-I.
Yeah, V-A and so on.
V-A-G-I-N-A.
Sorry, sir, we have no reservation.
What are you looking for? Just read it back to me, confirm, because you probably don't even know what you're doing. I have a bad attitude. Don't I? Huh? Am I rude? You don't like? Huh? Monkey, listen. Tell me what you're dialing in the computer. Are you looking for a vagina or not? I got some if you want some. Want some carpet? This is you with carpet. Oh, Jesus. Ryan, should we terminate the call here?
Ryan, terminate the call, please.
All right, yeah, we got the word from Ryan. That was Russia. We got more numbers in Russia here. The Arthur's Spa Hotel, they're in Russia. The Aerostar Hotel in Russia also. Well, that's the one we just called. We have the Carson Hotel and Casino here. And we still have that Walmart that we can call. They just opened at midnight. They had specials, deals of the day. Whoop-de-doo. Fucking deal.
Nice.
All right, let's give them a call immediately.
Whoop-de-doo.
Okay, pretty good.
Tuck, I'm not kidding you. I think I'm going to make that mashed potato sandwich, bro. I'm not fucking around. I'm going to put some mayo on it, too.
Thank you for calling Walmart.
Hey, what's going on, big girl? How you doing?
Hey.
Hey, what's good? Listen, you got any more of those keyboards there that were on sale? Because I ain't coming in unless you fucking have them. Put me through the electronics machine. God damn it.
Huh?
Put me through this stupid electronics machine, damn it.
Do what?
Put me through to the stupid fucking electronics machine, damn it.
Do you have to cuss me?
I'm sorry. I have bursitis. Now put me through. Come on, move along.
A bursitis has nothing to do with cussing. You don't need to cuss me.
You don't even know what bursitis is. Launch your head extension four and poop me through.
It's not even extension four and you don't have to cuss.
I'm not cussing anymore since you made a big deal.
Hold on just a minute.
Okay. Oh, damn it. God damn it!
Where's Eddie Garcia at?
I'll get him. No, this is West Virginia, no wonder. When they're talking.
Like a bunch of fucking assholes.
Yeah, in West Virginia, man. I got relatives back here.
That's funny. Four. You know how they say
what's
five?
In West Virginia.
You know how you say five in West Virginia? You go five.
How can I help you?
Yeah. How do you say the number five?
Excuse me?
Five. You got five over there?
Five what?
Five. Listen, I had made an order for reservation machines there. God damn it. For the stupid keyboards you assholes are going to have on sale.
Sir, please don't cuss at me if you can want me to continue listening to you.
Okay, I'm sorry. Listen, God, can I curse?
Have electronics of Walmart in Bluefield, Virginia. What did you have in order? If I can't help you, I will find somebody to help you.
Well, you got to tell me. I know where I live, you know? I know where I'm at. What's that about? Huh?
Sir, let me put you on hold and get management to answer your question.
No, don't you dare. I'm going to get you written up. You got your papers? I hope you got your papers ready. Son of a bitch.
Dude, that's down in the deep mountains.
The deep mountains. Is it really? Where is this again? Walmart.
Bluefield, Virginia, right after you go out south of Virginia.
Holy shit. Great old civilization.
West Virginia.
It's in West Virginia. West by God, Virginia.
No, it's Virginia. Very north part of Virginia.
Well, that's not what a fucking Lonesome Loser said here, and who do I trust more? Bluefield WV, man.
It's I know where Bluefield is.
Mercer County Airport. It's right on the line. It's right on the line.
That, man. Bluefield Mountain's huge, you know?
It's on the border line.
Coal mining down there.
Fucking Christ.
We sell a lot. Get away from the moonshiners.
It's not too far away from fucking Kentucky either. Well, that's a nasty part of the country. What? It's right in the top of the Appalachian Mountains, bro. Look at that. Holy shit.
Hey, bro, this JoJo, man.
It's you,
hey,
dude.
Big guy, how you doing, man?
I'm doing fine, sir.
Listen, I've been insulted there by two people threatening to hang up on me, threatening to write me up, that they're going to report me. So I want to make sure that you have your papers, because I might be coming and asking for a copy of all your papers and those people papers. So I'm going to make a report and write all of you up.
Okay, what can I help you with, sir?
The stupid keyboards, the stupid shit keyboards. I went down there, they're a stupid damn sale, and the people refused to give them to me, and I saw them there in the box, god damn it. And they refused to come out and give it to me. They took, oh, we're going to get you in this, we're going to get you on that, and push me around. The guy's like, I can smell on your breath, son of a bitch. I just want my goddamn keyboard.
Now, what type of keyboard is it, sir?
It's one of those keyboards that has a wave in it. It goes up and down the keys.
Is it in the sale paper, sir?
Uh-huh.
Okay, the sale doesn't start till 5.
It has an unofficial sale that was supposed to start on goddamn fucking Thursday.
It starts at 5 o'clock in the morning.
No, it starts... Listen, ass. This was a Thursday sale. I came in on the damn Thursday, right? I came in on damn Thursday, and you people refused me service, refused me the keyboard. When I got through with the lawsuit, I'm going to do on you, and I'm holding... Are you the manager there in electronics, sir?
I'm not over electronics.
Well, you're answering the call. Are you taking responsibility for what you people have done to me?
I'm taking the call, sir. I'm trying to help you out.
Well, I'm putting you in responsibility, sir. So what is your papers, then?
What's that, sir?
Where are your papers at, boy?
I don't understand what you're saying, buddy.
Man, you know you got papers. I want to know.
I don't have papers, man. But like I said, I'd be more than happy to take care of you on your keyboard option. You know, if it's something that we can take care of, we'll take care of you.
Break me off on a $2 keyboard after rebate right now. I'm going to come down there. I'm going to come get it. I don't want any questions, and I'm not standing in that goddamn forsaken line with those nasty people. You bring that to me in the front, and I want a security guard right there in front, too.
All right, partner. We'll take care of you.
You can be a man and not hang up the phone is what it can be. How many fathers do you have?
You have a good day, sir.
You have four fathers.
Bye-bye.
Four fathers. I get it. You got it, Milkman? Four fathers?
We all have four fathers.
Yeah, we all do. Hey, guys, seriously.
Four skins or five skins.
Tuck, ever since you brought it up, you put that in my head, the idea of a fucking sandwich made out of mashed potatoes. With a little bit of mayonnaise and some
that wasn't my idea. It was
bakers.
Your idea. I was just nodding in agreement.
I'm going to make that
Do
right
you
now.
Want this order? Ma'am?
I'm looking to see what we should play here.
What is hala hala meaning? Tell me, what is it?
Tumar phone.
I don't understand.
Phone mama ida da tumbuchon ani fuck your mom fuck.
What is hala meaning?
Vagina.
What does it mean? Hala. What does that mean?
Hala means sudhi fucking. You fuck you.
Yeah.
I fuck you, notice. I fuck you, bastard.
But not if I
bastard,
fuck you first.
Bastard, bloody man, your mom fucking bloody bastard.
But what is bloody? What is hala meaning?
Tuttar vachya.
Hello.
Sop better avafe mare vafe.
Kita hos beta, oi mo pa.
Kita hos, say sut marani po. What is hala meaning? What does it mean?
What naam kita hos hai, no?
What is kita hos? What does it mean?
Gururweche. Gururweche, dor bapur loge maatur.
I don't understand Bengali.
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Hello, who's this?
This is your father.
No fucking bastard. Who are you, man?
I'm Mr. Stewart. How do you, what does it mean? Hala hala. What is it meaning?
The halala, you don't know what is halala. It's a fucking bastard, mother chili. Your mother and father as well, a prostitute. So they doing this kind of business, isn't it?
What does it mean?
What do you mean? Why are you disturbing us?
Because I want to find out.
He's got a point. You don't know what it means, hala hala, bitch. I think la 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 means, it's like saying no, no, no. La means no. So I'm sure they're just saying something like that. No, 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 no. Anyway, guys, I made that sandwich. All right, so I'll just explain what I did here.
I don't think I've heard this.
Yeah. Yeah, it is pretty good. So what I've done here. Let's hear a few seconds again. It's getting in. Let's put what we're doing. I don't know what just happened there.
Hello, Wimgolimago?
Yeah.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Put
your phone
here.
Bloody just put the phone down, fucking bastard.
And it just stopped playing. I don't understand. I hit the wrong button there. And anyway, what I'm getting, I just made a sandwich of my own invention here. I mean, I didn't. No, basically, I took white bread. Let me get the camera on here. Let me tweet it here. Milk vanilla.
Masterson mash.
I just made up. Well, what was that? I just invented, right?
Put up for everybody.
I just whipped up a. I'd say, yeah, I guess you would call this it's a mashed potato sandwich. Now, I was going to use mayonnaise, but unfortunately I couldn't find it. The mayonnaise is way in the back. It's like behind a bunch of stuff, and I couldn't get to it, so I decided just to grab the thing that was closest. So I used that shit they used to make deviled eggs with. We had a bunch of that filling left, man. So I'm going to be reviewing this now. So if, you know, if you've ever thought about trying this, I'm sure a lot of you may have some mashed potatoes left. You get some, well, you want to do what I did. You get some white bread, and then you put a layer of mashed potatoes there, and then you, and normally you would do mayonnaise, and here in this case we have mayonnaise, but it has some, a little bit of egg and mustard mixed with it, I guess. I was thinking of adding mustard, so in this case we're using egg, and
egg and mustard.
We're out of bacon bits, Tuck, so we couldn't do that, unfortunately.
Oh.
Yeah, so next time perhaps I'll, you know, I might, you know, if this is like a good thing, I might end up making some real ones tomorrow. But anyway, so basically then I toasted the whole thing in a toaster oven. Tuck, I just sent you something to post in Facebook if you don't mind. So here we go, here it is, the mashed potato sandwich. Let's take a look at it. What are you expecting?
I had to add
some salt to it because it was a very...
Makes you say,
There you go, let's try it.
Here we go.
Yeah, that's good. That's great.
Oh my.
That's great, mashed potato sandwich.
My
toasted mashed potato sandwich.
Yeah.
I love it.
See? Make it. Your mama.
I got a lot of that, man. That's so good. Small fucker, man. That's some good shit. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's
make it. Slap your mama.
Make it slap your mama right in your face. Call her a monkey. All right, mashed potato sandwich. A toasted mashed potato sandwich. I recommend it.
That's right. Right here. Another toasted.
Oh, wow.
Masterson's Kitchen.
That feels good. I don't even think you need the mayonnaise. You might not. I'm still going to die of a heart attack in a few years.
Time to try bacon grease, man.
Party wheel.
Bacon grease sandwich. Yummy.
No. Add bacon grease instead of mayonnaise.
Oh, dude, I add bacon grease to everything. You know, when I first... The first time... When the George Foreman grill first came out, I bought it. And you know how I had that thing that they said it made it healthier because it made the fat and the grease run off at an angle. And like, it collected in that cup.
Concentrated.
Yeah. All the runoff, you know, would go into this concentrated cup, you know, that would kept it for you to keep it clean, keep it off the food. And it was bullshit because if you just put it in a pan, that's the same stuff that's going to come out. It's just not wallowing around it. It's just sloping at an angle, but it's still coming out anyway. But anyway, dude, I used to dip my steaks and my burgers in that juice, man. It's good. Yeah, I was like, I ended up eating it anyway. I probably, before I wouldn't because it stayed in the pan, but now I was using it as an au jus, just about. And it was, yeah. Can't do that with chicken. You can do it with beef, but not with chicken. With chicken, this is true. It looks red still, bloody.
Yeah, it's not as nice.
Uh-uh. No, sir. All right, more numbers from Listen Loser. The Golden Apple Hotel in Russia. The Calvi Moi in Estonia. And we got that Spa Hotel in Russia also. All right. So let me get that right. So they're not doing the doorbusters?
Were you able to get a hold of that number I sent you earlier that you asked for?
No. Did you send it again?
No. I texted it to you.
Oh, yes, I did. I did, and I did make contact. Okay, yes, right. Good guess. Yes, it's all good. Thank you.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, that's bullshit. I guess they don't have the doorbuster sales anymore like they used to for Walmart. The guy said that they're not doing no sales until 5 in the morning, so you can fucking do whatever you want.
What?
Well, you know what? I think the reason I did is because literally it got out of control with the people just fucking going crazy. I think they just stay open now.
A bunch of people got run over.
Yeah. I don't think they did that this year. According to that guy, the sales, unless
in
they
New
stay
New York, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are they going to close at 4 and reopen at 5 to cause a mayhem? Well, that's what they're going to do. That's what
somebody
I would do.
Fell down in front of the people and they were stepping on top of him.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, in my hometown, like four.
That does sound like a good sandwich.
Oh, dude, man, you gotta try it. Anyway, like in my hometown, like 4 or 5 years
ago.
You
gotta try it on rye next time.
No, fuck rye. That's fucking white people bread. I use Cuban bread or French bread.
True food.
Or Wonder Bread. That's all I use, man.
No, man, that's not it, man. You gotta try wholesome, man. Puerto Rican bread.
Puerto Rican bread? Nah, it's too flaky. I'm not into it. And it gets bad really quick.
Wholesome.
The wholesome, they don't sell that here, as a matter of fact. In Puerto Rico, I'll buy it and eat it when I'm over there. It makes a mean sandwich, but no wholesome in Orlando. No, sir. Okay, so Estonia. Let's give them a call here. Estonia, what do they do? Are they a former Soviet bloc? I'm sure they are. Sound like it.
Yeah, they were, and they're really big in communications now. They're, like, trying to forge deals with governments around the world, including Japan, etc., trying to do a complete communication systems over digital and eliminate paperwork.
Yeah, I'm nothing, man. That's cool.
Paperless phones, imagine that.
The cost of this.
Who would have thought that ever come?
3 cents per minute.
Paperless phones, everybody.
Let me ask them about that.
Hey, stupid, I'm over here eating some leftovers. What are you doing?
Excuse me?
I'm over here eating some leftovers. I had some turkey tonight. I had some mashed potatoes. I don't have that. You got some mashed potatoes over here? In Estonia?
What kind of potatoes?
You mash them. You know how to mash a potato? This is Estonia, right? I'm calling Estonia, right?
Yes, this is Calvi Hotel.
Uh-huh. You ever take a potatoes, right? You take a few potatoes, you peel them. Some people leave the skins on, too, man. That's good, too. And you boil the potatoes, right? And then when they boil for a while, and you drain the water, and you mash the potatoes with a mashing machine, and you add some shit to it, and it's good.
What you would like to say?
I want to make a reservation machine.
You would like the reservation
machine?
What?
Machine. Get it right. Write it down.
I think it's not possible.
Can you write down my name and look me up on the computer? I mean, when can I make a reservation?
You mean like accommodation?
Sure. Whatever. I'm a communication master. I'm a master communications. I'm a center of communication. I make a lot of communication agreements, and I forge forward with communications.
You know, I think it's maybe better to talk to a manager.
To a man, I think. Maybe not a woman, a man. Yeah, let's do that before I get angry or fresh and untoward.
May I have your phone number then?
No. You put me through now. Right now. I command you.
Excuse me?
Are you a woman?
Yes, I am.
I am a man. You understand?
You know, actually, I don't understand what you would like to our hotel.
I want to talk to a man first.
Okay, your manager is a man.
Okay, so let me talk to him.
It's not here right now.
When he comes, I can call. I'll call back and talk when.
Because he can't answer in this phone, but I can give your number and he may call back for you.
Are you married?
I think it's not important.
No, it is to me because I'm looking for a wife. Do you have a husband?
I think, I think you're calling not the place you would like to.
Do you like I put milk on you and drink it off of you? Milk. Would you like I put milk on you and drink it off of you? Lick it.
I think I should finish this call. I'm sorry.
You ever have a man do that? You know, put stuff on you and eat it? Sushi? He finished the call.
Yo, kid, let's get out Eddie Garcia.
Oh, Eddie Garcia, that's right. We got Godzilla's hostel there in Russia. That's awesome. A hostel, isn't that for what's a hostel? Isn't that for, like, college fuckers?
I thought it was, like, for recovering patients and stuff,
well,
too.
Well, anybody who wants cheap housing.
Poor and cheap housing. Well, fuck that. Okay, hostels provide budget-oriented, sociable accommodation where guests can rent a bed.
You know,
sometimes a bunk bed in a dormitory and share a bathroom. Ew.
Right.
Sometimes a lounge and kitchen. Rooms can be mixed or single sex. In a few countries, such as the UK, etc., the World Hostel sometimes also refers to establishments providing longer-term accommodation, blah, blah, blah. Okay, well, cool. Yeah, I guess it's for people. Just anybody. Doesn't matter. Communal accommodations.
I have a friend who travels all the time, and that's what she does.
She stays in hostels, really?
Even now, at her age.
Yeah? Wow. Is she in her 30s? Isn't it only for people in her 20s? I'm not allowed to do it anymore, apparently, because I'm 30 now.
Not really.
I could be an old man and do it. Nice.
Yeah.
I'm going to be an old man doing it. I'm going to be like 80 years old out there. 60. Perverted 60, 70 years old. I'll do that. I don't care. I'll be in a hostel.
If you're a cheapo man and don't want to thrift for a hotel, then yeah.
All right. Well, let's call this hostel and get perverted with them. It's always fun. Big Matt checking in. What's up, Matt?
You get a hostel at the hostel.
Matt's an asshole.
Get Eddie Garcia to get hostel.
I wish Matt was here right now. Choke his balls off.
3 cents per minute.
Matt, I ate a sandwich, bro. It was made out of mashed potatoes and that shit to make deviled eggs with. And I toasted it, fucker. It was good. You make one of those right now. Give me a review. You thank me. Should name that after me, the mashed potato sandwich. Hey, what's going on, big girl?
Aaron?
Hey, is this the hostel?
Yeah, it is.
I'm going to go down there and check in. How much I got to pay? You got fees there? How many toilets you got?
Sorry, repeat, please.
Do I share a toilet when I'm in the hostel?
Yeah, sure.
I have
to
share?
Floor.
Are people going to watch me when I'm taking a shit?
Yeah.
Are they going to watch? That's good.
No, they won't, of course.
Oh, it'd be cool. I mean, can they see me when I'm taking a shit?
No.
Where's the toilet at? I want to know about the toilet. Is it clean?
Yeah, they are.
Mm-hmm. Who cleans it? The hostel people or the workers?
It's for the hostel people. No, it's cleaned by the hostel workers.
Uh-huh. Okay, there's no shit anywhere, like papers. Does it smell bad?
It's clean. We've got a good cleaning here. Everything is comfortable for you.
So can I? Do I get to change clothes in front of other people? Like they see me changing clothes?
You've got a common clothes with other people.
Oh, so they get to wash me when I take out my private parts and everything. It's nice. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to change clothes. I wear like 8 outfits all day, and we change clothes so much in front of girls and stuff. Like on purpose.
Yeah, but I think you'll manage.
Huh? Do I get to see women taking off, you know, changing clothes and stuff in the room together with me?
I suppose you can deal with it. You want to book a mixed dorm?
Yeah, I do, and then I want to, like, model, you know, for you, maybe. I mean, do you show me the room?
When do you want to book the room?
For today. Like, I want you to go down there and be like, hey, man, I'm Valente. You were like, what's your name again?
Olga.
Hey, Olga, what's up, girl? I'm like, hey, big Olga, I'm Valente. I was talking to you on the phone about getting us spaces. And you're like, all right, and then you take me, you know, and we'll go together. And then you show me the room, and you be like, is there anything else? And you want a tip? And I say, oh, yeah, hang on. I gotta change to something more comfortable, and I'll take off my pants and my shirt, my underwear, my shoes and my socks and everything.
Yeah, you can clean everything here. We've got laundry, if you're talking about it, and just don't understand exactly what you mean.
I'm gonna take off my clothes when you show me the room. Like, it's a secret thing between me and you. It's like my sign. If you're attractive, if you're worthy of...
It's a bad deal, you know.
You don't want to watch me with my clothes off, then?
No, I don't want to, really. I'm working here.
Well, that's okay. I mean, that's cool. You take your clothes off, yeah.
You can use godzillashostel.com to book the number if you want to, okay?
But when I see you, like, I'm going to, you know, I want you to come to my room for me. I'm going to take off my pants and stuff all for you. Like, and then you watch me with no pants on, no shirt. You look at my back. I have muscles. My back, I got nice back muscles. I'll move my muscles for you.
I'm sorry, but I don't have to do anything except check you in and check you out.
You have a big clitoris.
What exactly? Sorry?
Your clitoris, is it big or small?
What?
Clitoris, is it big or small?
Goodbye. Okay, and you can use the size, right?
I don't understand the size. That's why I'm asking you, what size?
Okay, I'm sorry, we are not booking by phone, so use GodzillaHostel.com.
I'm going to take my pants off right there when I get in. I'm coming in. I might come in with no pants on. I might not have any pants on. Is there going to be a problem if I don't have any pants on? What if I lost my pants?
I'm sorry, wait for a minute. Hello?
What? Jesus. Hang up on it.
I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
You got a big clip, boy.
I'm talking about coming in with no pants on.
I'm sorry, I don't have to do anything.
Did she know what you were talking about?
I don't know. She's Russian, what does she know? Ooh, pizza in Australia, let's call them. Oh, she's Estonian, I'm sorry, Estonian. No, my bad. We did
bring
call Russia.
Eddie Garcia.
All right, Eddie Garcia will call. I hate Eddie Garcia. That's just a stupid voice.
Yo, kid. Why you so stupid, yo?
Just,
the cost
why are you so
call
stupid?
3 cents.
I don't even remember how to do it, man. Hello? Is that it? Huh? I don't remember how.
Who's Eddie Garcia, Chicano. Kid?
Yeah,
the private, yeah. And
more Chicano.
Happy Possum's Takeaway, Cameron speaking.
Yo, what's up, kid? How you doing?
Hello?
Yo, what's up, kid? Hello?
Yeah, not much, man.
Is this the pizza, stupid pizza?
Yeah, man.
Yo, I ordered a pizza. Why is it so stupid? It tastes like shit, man. I don't like.
Yeah?
You put me down, you got my name?
Come inside the shop and see me inside that bungee.
I'm gonna go down there and push you around, yo. Yo, why are you so stupid? Why are you so stuck? Why?
I look forward to it, mate.
You look forward to what, yo? Yo, I'm in the army.
Come down, play games.
I'm down in the army.
Come on, buddy.
Yo, I'm an army, man. I'll wrestle you, man.
You want the 9mm pepperoni bullets with that pizza too, mate?
Are you threatening me, yo?
Yeah, fucking nice, Bungie. Come down and see me. Name's Camo.
I have a hand grenade, yo. Yeah, yo, they give me hand grenades in the army, yo. They give me hand grenades and I'm on top of a Humvee.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, yo.
They're gonna rip it out your fucking ass, man. I'll catch you later.
They're gonna drive a helicopter over. They're gonna drive a helicopter. We're not going back.
Straight come back.
You better drive a helicopter over.
Well, that was immediate provocation, man. And Eddie Garcia shows up.
And takes a shit.
The cost of this call is 3 cents per minute.
Fucking that sandwich is awesome. God damn it. We'll make another one. Was that
Please
Jute,
hold
man?
Hold on.
Abbey Blossom's Takeaway, Red Lynch, Cameron speaking.
Yo, why you hang up on me, yo?
Oh, bloody hell. Dude, I'm working, eh?
Yo, dude, yo,
enjoy
take my order, you mother...
Come down and see me, buddy.
Listen, I'm going to drive a helicopter
one,
over there.
Shop 4 intake road, Bungie.
Stupid.
You get a rude shock when you get here.
Asshole. I'm going to... He won't listen to my story about the helicopter.
He's been gone.
You know, I'll call. Give him a little bit because he's too busy right now. That's the Hungry Possum's Pizza. That's the place I want to go. A place called Possum. And I think pizza. Anyway, was that was
we
Matt?
Keep him on our call list.
Was that Matt from Motherfucker Jupin Friends? Is that who it was? Jupin Motherfucker Friends.
I didn't even think about that. Probably.
It's a Comcast Pennsylvania, so I think it was that motherfucker Jupe and Friends. All right, motherfucker Jupe.
Then, yeah.
And seen that fuck and so fucking long, and the asshole didn't want to stay
around. Where'd you see that at?
In the chat room, you asshole, the one you're supposed to be in charge of. You shit. Oh, man. Live.
Oh, Matt. Okay, yeah. The farm.
Yeah, he's probably going to go do face farming on Facebook. He's going to face farm, whatever. What's that farming gay shit? Athena's doing it. I'm like, you stupid asshole.
Farmville.
What is that
anyway?
Everyone is, okay, what are you doing? What?
I don't know. Athena's like, I gotta use your computer because mine's too slow. I'm like, why? So, I got a game I'm playing. Like, Athena, you're gaming now? It's like, no, I got to play Farmville. Like, you need a high-performance computer to play a Java game on Facebook? It's like, yeah. I'm like, okay. So she's explaining what she's doing. She's got fucking cows in a carnival on a farm, and there's daffodils growing and fucking shit. and a bunch of, there's like 1,000 things you can grow.
But what is it, though? Is it like a Sims game? What
kinda,
is it exactly?
It's like the layout's like Sim City. You got a farm, and you pick the shit you're going to plant. You buy the plants, or you sell the plants. I don't know. I think there's an open market, and you can sell.
All I know is that you can, like, get points as you go along and give them to people and stuff like that, you know, try and get them to hand stuff back to you. It's one of those sim games.
I want
civilization, but it's a farm.
Milkman, you're in charge of the Facebook page. I want you to set up a Farmville thing. All I want is cows on there. I want people to donate their cows and get cows. We should have a bunch of cows on our Facebook.
We got several invites.
There you go. Well, pick one, and then we'll whoever's coolest, right. And then we're going to just set up, I want cows on that, and that's it, cows. Nothing but animals and cows. I don't know why, it just sounds interesting.
No, that's cool.
And it'll, no, it'll tell a lot, well, then we'll give out cows on Facebook. Every time everybody wants a cow, we'll give you a cow. You want a cow? We'll give out shit on Facebook. Farmville. You want some daffodils? We'll give you some daffodils.
The cow market.
The cow market. We'll give out there fucking animals. Who fucking cares? It's not a fucking real, she's so obsessed with it. It's like, oh my god, I'm late. I gotta start harvesting. I'm like, what the fuck are you harvesting, stupid? Daffodils and shit and pineapple trees. I'm like, what the fuck?
Pineapple trees?
It's fucking Facebook. Why are you selling for growing at pineapple trees in Facebook? I thought you just go on there to talk about your face. You just talk to your other face friends. You Facebook your friends, I thought.
Yeah.
Now people go. Jesus Christ.
Entries and it's a poor little black duck wandered on blah blah blah's farm.
Yeah, ugly duck or a cow. I don't get it. I don't.
What? I mean, like, what? What's going on?
Yeah. Let's call Frenchie Frog back. Lonesome Loser sent us this number earlier. This is for the Hotel Napoleon in France. I think Frenchie's going to be gone by now, though, right? He said it was his end of his duty.
Yeah, he said that, but you know, he might have been afraid.
If he's there still, I'm going to be like, hey, I thought you said it was the end of your duty.
end of my duty.
2 cents per minute.
Ew.
Oh, man. Best Thanksgiving show ever. No, we've had better. This is good so far. I mean, you know, I wish Ted was around, that fucker. That fat fuck Ted.
Ah, I know, man. And I miss him.
And Reckless.
And Reckless, yeah. Oh, I've got the
Hotel Napoleon, la réception, bonjour.
Hey, where's Bruno, that fat fucker?
Sorry?
That asshole Bruno, where's he at?
Bruno is not here for the moment, sir.
Listen, woman. Bruno was supposed to send me a car over here to pick me up at the airport. I'm at Charles de Gaulle fucking gay airport. They're going to bring me down, and that fuck didn't do it, did he? Where's my car? Tell me right now.
But what's your name, sir?
This is Valente. Bruno was supposed to send a car machine down here to pick me up at the airport, Charles de Gaulle airport.
But Bruno, my manager, the front office manager, Bruno, hello?
Whatever, the guy who was talking to me when I called this same stupid number earlier, damn. A French guy named Bruno. He's effeminate, you know who I'm talking about? Effeminate man, sounds...
Yeah, I understand, but hold on. What's your name, sir? Your last name? Do you have a booking in this hotel?
Yeah, I do.
So what's your name, please?
My name is V-A-G-I-N-A.
Hold on, let me check.
Huh? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Don't shout on me, I'm sorry.
Hey,
I'm
don't here. Get fresh with me. I don't need this thing. What's this about, you talking to me like that? Eh, woman? I'm a man.
And so what? You are insulting me, sir, and you're shouting on me. Don't have to talk to me like that, right?
No, wait a minute now. You don't talk to a man like this. I'm a man.
Wait. If you
behave.
Want to help you, just...
You behave. You just go use your computer and fix this right now, woman.
Well, let me try to help you, but don't be so rude with me.
No,
then
I just...
try to help you as...
Listen, your job is to be pretty and use a computer and fix the problem. That's it. That's okay. That's okay.
Yeah, okay. I will be pretty with you, but don't be like that with me, sir.
Well, don't tell me. You don't give any orders here. Who are you? You're a woman. I'm a man.
So what?
So, you're a woman.
Are you kidding or what? No, it's a joke. I mean, oh, no.
You're a little fresh and smart with a mouth. Big mouth on you.
Okay, so you have a booking here in this hotel for tonight, sir, right?
You got my name or what?
No, I don't have your name. Do you have a reservation number maybe with you?
No. I got into a fight with my wife. She had it, and she's out of here on her ass.
Alors, vegan.
No, not vegan.
I don't have your reservation.
V-A-G-I-N-A.
Yeah, I don't have this name on the computer, sir.
What are you looking up? Read it back.
Yeah, but I don't have your name on the computer.
How are you typing it in, damn it?
Hey,
toi.
Je vais lui raccrocher au nez, je crois.
Hey, toi.
Complètement à l'ouest.
Hey, toi.
Okay, I don't have your name, sir. I'm sorry.
Read it back to me, stupid. What are you putting in there?
He's still on there.
I'm jerking it right now. What?
Yeah.
Alright, let's call back.
Yeah. It took a second. Yeah.
That was so cool, dude. She was still on there.
They still got me online.
Napoleon, la réception est ma
Listen, why do you hang up on me? What's that about, woman? You see why I said that you shouldn't be talking to me? Because a woman doesn't even know how to use a phone. She hangs up it up an accident when she's supposed to be using the computer. And then you didn't even hang up the phone. I could still hear you talking in the background, too. You're like, in the background. And I never said fucking woman to you. I just said woman. That's it. And it's true. You're a woman, right? Let's be honest. You're a woman. Call a spade a spade. Why are you people laughing at me?
No, sorry, sir. What's your name again? Tell
this
me.
This isn't fair.
Okay, you are which airport now? What's Charles de Gaulle?
Charles de Gaulle.
Charles de Gaulle, okay.
I don't know. De Gaulle. Bruno was sending a taxi to me over an hour ago, and the stupid thing didn't come over here yet.
Hold on, I'll try to talk with my concierge and try to find out what's happened. J'ai un monsieur au téléphone qui me dit que Bruno devait lui envoyer un taxi, une voiture à l'aéroport et que personne n'a jamais venu le chercher.
Are you talking about me?
No, I'm talking to my concierge.
Don't get me in trouble.
Le problème, c'est que moi, j'ai pas son nom.
Oh my God.
I don't have your name on the computer, so I don't know if you have a booking here in this hotel.
Well, how did you type it in?
Is it for a hotel room or for apartments?
No, hotel machine, man. I got reservations.
Il me dit qu'il a une réservation ici. Mais I don't have. For how many nights if you have the booking, sir?
Two.
Two nights.
Under vagina.
Virginia, mais j'ai pas moi. The thing is, sir, I don't have any booking under your name here. Really? And maybe under another name?
How are you typing it in? You don't even know how you're typing it in. I don't... Confirm,
but
now.
You told me already. You told me already, but anyway, I don't have any booking start with a V today, sir.
Oh, Jesus.
That's why I just wanted to know if maybe the booking was been under another name.
No, it's under... Well, maybe under Valente, but I'm Vagina.
How do you say vagina in French,
what's
milkman?
What's your first name, sir?
This is Valente. Valente Vagina.
No, you...
We're shot.
What?
And you don't have any booking reference.
Spell it.
Huh?
You don't have any booking reference with you, sir.
No, I gave it to my wife. I hit my wife and everything because she didn't get the ride on time. I gave it till she's my agent.
But where is your wife now?
Well, she's in the hospital.
And maybe the best for you now is to take a taxi then, because I, for the moment, me, I can't do anything.
Well, I'm hiding from the police because I hit my wife in the airport. I got so mad that you people didn't send a taxi that I hit her. I got angry
okay,
and I slapped her in the face, in the fat face.
But why you did that, sir?
Because she's a woman bitch.
Oh, come on. Okay, let me talk to Bruno. Maybe he will know about the story. Can you just hold on a minute, please, sir?
Hold on. Okay, don't take too long, damn it. I thought Bruno left. What a liar that...
Hold on, sir.
Bruno said
stay
he was
line,
leaving.
Okay?
He's a lying... Oh, God.
Okay, hold on. Stay on the line. I'll
okay.
try to talk with him.
Okay,
hold
honey.
On.
Okay. Mad.
How you say that shit in French, milkman, you asshole?
Ah, okay. I have the voicemail. I can't reach him right now because it's...
Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
I know, but it's not my fault, sir. Really, I want to help you, but I don't know what to do now because... I don't have the name on the computer, and I don't have any information about the transfer, about Bruno, you know?
Bruno's going to get me arrested because I hit my wife because of his fault. It's his fault. It's your fault.
My fault? But me, I did nothing.
You didn't pick me up, and I got angry at my wife, and I got physical with her, violent.
Alors, can I take your... Donne-moi un papier là-bas. Can I take your phone number, sir, please?
407...
4534. 4534. Is it a USA number?
Absolutely, I'm American. Best country
okay,
in the world.
So zero
you know that you people, you know that you owe me a favor because of what we did for you. Huh?
Yeah, I know. I know, sir. I just wanted to help you, but I don't know how because I don't have your name here in that computer.
You know, you people are a bunch of monkeys is the problem. I think that's what it comes down to.
Oh, come on.
Monkeys.
Okay, 407-459-4534.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Okay. Hey, will you do me a favor? Will you speak French to me, please?
You want me to speak you in French?
Yeah.
You want me to speak in French to you?
Yeah, you have an attractive voice.
So you will
voice.
Not understand anything?
Huh?
Ah, merci, monsieur.
Oh, thank you.
Merci, monsieur. Let's, okay. I'll
hey, do you have, what's your vagina like? Huh?
What, my, sorry?
Your vagina.
La chat.
If I'm what?
La chat.
Oh, sir, you don't have to talk like that. Be
oh,
careful.
You know, I put my mouth down there for you. I, you know, lick it.
Come on, man.
Well, you talk French to me while I do it. Just say anything in France.
Avec ma bouche.
Okay, qu'est-ce que vous voulez que je vous dise en français?
Yeah, that's what you want. You like, you're in the guys, you know, looking it down there? You like it? Huh? I'm
come
doing
on.
Good.
Okay.
You shave or
I
no?
Thought you had,
tell me.
Yeah, no, yes, well, I don't know.
Oh, come on, tell me.
Okay,
you shave
I'll
a little
call
bit?
You later. Huh?
You smoke cigarettes?
I'll call you later.
You smoke cigarettes? That's fucking
yes,
hot.
Yes,
damn.
Yeah, I smoke.
Yeah, you smoke? Yeah?
Yeah.
You like cigars too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
No.
Like penis in your mouth?
No.
Yeah, give me one.
No. Never.
Never? Come on.
Okay, I tried to reach
you. Ew, you're a lesbian? So you like getting oral,
I'm
but... Uh-huh.
No, not at all, not at all.
Yeah, you are.
All.
You're gay. You're going to hell.
No, I'm not.
Go to the hell.
Anyway, I will try to reach you later.
Oh, yeah, you do
okay.
That, babe. You call me. I'm going to, you know... Mm.
No. Okay, no problem.
Oh,
talk to you later then, okay? Right.
Yeah, girl, I'll fuck you later.
Okay. Bye.
The chat. The cat? What's it called, milkman?
Hold on. Hold on, I have Bruno on the line. Hold on.
Hello? Bruno's calling in, everybody.
Est-ce que vous êtes au courant? Bonjour, excusez-moi, mais je suis avec un monsieur au téléphone qui est à l'aéroport qui me dit que quelqu'un est venu le chercher apparemment. Il m'a donné votre nom. Il m'a dit, Bruno, suppose to come to pick me up at the airport, blablabla. Et ça fait une demi-heure que je suis avec le téléphone. Il me dit, Virginia. Voilà. Alors, il m'a insulté et tout. Moi, je comprends pas ce qu'il me dit. Là, il me raconte des trucs bizarres au téléphone. Il est américain. Alors, je dis, mais... Il me dit qu'il a frappé sur sa femme est à l'hôpital, machin, que quelqu'un devait venir le chercher à l'aéroport, il est complètement bourré au téléphone. Et comme il m'a donné votre prénom, je dis, peut-être c'est pour un de vos appartements, mais je pense pas, quoi.
Gay oui. Femme de toi.
Bah oui, mais j'en sais rien. Alors, attendez. Allô, sœur?
What's he saying
allô?
About me, what?
Okay, no, I just wanted to take your name again, sorry. Can you spell it again for me?
V-A-G-I-N-A.
G-I-N-A.
Yeah.
Allô? Il dit vagina. Bon, bah non, bah c'est une erreur, à mon avis. C'est une erreur, je vais le raccrocher, et puis voilà, on va...
Check it out in your G-Talk, j'ai faim de toi.
Non mais j'ai même pas de réservation en ce moment et tout, le mec c'est complètement bizarre quoi au téléphone.
Ah bah ils ont une
cette nuit. Oui. Ah bon d'accord, moi les fonds alors c'est ça. Ils l'ont eu cette nuit apparemment ce mec au téléphone.
What's le chat avec ma bouche?
Ah bah Roland l'a dit tout bas mais il faut voilà.
That means you're pussy with my mouth.
How do you say the second one? J'ai faim de toi?
Yeah, j'ai faim de toi. Means I want
allô, monsieur
you.
J'ai faim de toi.
Ouais, super. Ok, donc là, c'est pas drôle. Quoi qu'il arrive, it's not funny. If it's a joke, it's not funny anyway.
It's not funny
so
anyway. You're getting nasty
no,
with me.
No, it's not funny. So you have to take a taxi and then come
shove
over to the hotel. Or I don't know where you want to go, but me, I don't have time. I have to work. So have a nice day.
What did Bruno
hope you
say?
Have a nice trip in Paris. Bruno is not here. Doesn't work here anymore. So thank you very much. Bye bye.
Critical. She just finds you funny, huh?
She's
like a typical French girl.
Bruno quit. You asshole! You made Bruno quit.
You got him to quit.
Yeah, I did. Apparently, yeah. He's not there anymore. Baby Carlito's in the house. I would presume that's
he's still works
the
there.
Dead. Yeah, I guess so. He gave her the whole word, right? She's on our little game now. Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah. She was telling me he was talking dirty. You know, he was talking dirty. Yeah.
Oh, she was. Okay. I was talking dirty.
Yeah.
I was too. I was talking about oral
sex. I think that lady gets customer service award of the week.
Apparently. She figured it out, though.
Get another call next Thursday.
I think she should. I don't know. I think she should.
She was laughing. She liked that when you started talking about that little shot.
That's a lot, though.
Yeah, she said a blush, and she almost told us whether or not she shaved. That was pretty nice. Nice to know. She probably doesn't. She's France.
She wasn't a lesbian, so she liked that shot.
She's France. She doesn't shave. She has a lot of hair. All right. See what Lonesome Luis has got here for us.
Great call, man.
It's 2:18 in the fucking morning. We're still doing prank calls. What's wrong with us? All right. Harold Seafood on the Strand. Harold's
I still have stuff downstairs in the kitchen today before I go to bed.
Oh, man. How are we doing? Let me check things here. Let me make sure we're good on phone card minutes. Yes, we are. Listeners are holding strong. That's good. All right, well, let's continue here. That was France. This is somewhere else in Europe. But it's called the Harrods. I'm guessing this is England. So why not?
Harrods is a big store. It's like a huge store. Kind of like Macy's, but it's for London.
It says seafood, you shit. Not Harrods.
Well, they've got seafood, too. They've got everything.
Harrods. I'll confuse the shit, though. Don't worry, Milkman. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Listen, is this Harrods?
Yeah.
Listen, you jerks are supposed to go pick me up in my car machine. I'm from the United States of America, goddammit. And you haven't come pick me up over here to go shopping.
Pardon? I think that's the wrong number. We are a fish and chip shop.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going down there to do shopping for fish and shit.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's what I want, some fish and shits.
Okay, so you want to make an order?
Yeah, for fish and shits.
Okay.
Yeah, put me down for 3 spaces.
What time would you like to pick it up?
Immediately.
Okay, what's immediately? So
Now. Right now.
What's your name?
Valente.
What is it?
Valente.
Okay, could you spell that for me? Sorry.
V-A-G-I-N-A.
I-N-A.
Right.
What is it then? Vagina?
Yeah.
Okay, and one half douchebag.
One half douchebag?
Right.
No, fish and shit.
Yeah, that's past pushback. That's the crumb.
You take the... Yeah, listen, stupid. Listen, I want you to take a shit in the bag and put it in the microwave.
Okay, anyway, maybe you just stand in the line and this is...
Anyway, I slap you in the face.
Okay.
Huh? All
right.
Stupid. All right, I don't even know what country that was. I think that was Australia. Apparently they don't know what vagina means there either. We're getting away with a lot of...
What do you want your farmer's name to be, Hermano?
Vagina Jones, thank
Hermano?
You. Vagina Jones, no. Okay. It can't be that,
well,
no.
Well, fish and chips, I'm in London, England.
You can't make it Vagina Jones, can you, Milkman? Make it V.
I may not, I'll try it.
Do V. Jones, alright? Can you do that? V. Okay. Jones, initial V, the last name Jones. Don't do vagina, I don't want to get sued by these fuckers.
Goddamn fucking liberals on fucking YouTube.
How about Javina?
Javina. Did you just do last name Vagina? I don't know. Valente. Just whatever. Figure it out. Valente. Valente Agriculture. No. Do Valente Agriculture Corp. Valente Agriculture Inc. Valente Agriculture Inc.
I like that one. Valente Ag Inc. We'll call it Valente Ag. Or VAG for short. VAG. Valente Agriculture Inc.
Yeah, it works.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi, this is Valente with Vag Inc. How are you doing?
No, hello.
Yeah, listen, I got these
don't
nipples.
Ring again.
Hey, shut up.
phone ring again.
Go fuck yourself. What's your problem? What the fuck, you heard?
Don't ring again. Damn me again.
Don't ring again.
I didn't even get to say anything.
That means call back immediately.
That's a different place over here.
Call back. Hurry up.
This is Vaz Jones.
The cost of this call is...
You said enough, sir. You don't need to say anymore.
Watch. I'll show her a lesson. I rang again. What's going to happen now, huh? Woman.
Don't ring again, okay?
I already did, stupid. And I'll do
Don't
it again.
Ring again, okay?
Take my order right now.
I will make a complaint.
Put me through to the... I want to talk to a man.
I want to speak to your supervisor.
I want to talk to
your
a man.
Your supervisor.
What?
Your supervisor.
Well, what do you want to talk to him for? You gonna complain?
About your attitude.
Okay, hang on.
Yeah.
Eddie Garcia.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, this is Eddie Garcia. What's up, yo?
Hello?
Hello, this is Eddie.
Pardon?
This is Eddie, yo. How you doing?
Just a second.
Uh-huh.
Hello?
Yeah.
What you after?
It's Eddie.
Yeah, what?
Yo,
what
that,
after?
Yo, you said you want to talk to a manager, yo.
What do you want?
Yo, this is your manager.
Yeah, don't bother me. Don't call again, okay?
Go fuck
just
yourself, you stupid asshole.
Piss off.
I'll do that right now. You
piss
ready?
Off.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, piss off.
I just did.
Get off.
Okay.
Piss off.
Right. Wait, what's with the reverse psychology? All of a sudden, the prank victims are asking to talk to my manager. I'm the one that says that all the time.
What the fuck?
The fuck's going on with this world? We got the prank victims pranking the pranker.
Wow, this is a crazy mixed up world.
It is a crazy mixed up night. The fuck's going on? That's kind of scary. Let me talk to your manager. Get out of here, bitch. Whatever that's what it was. Sunshine Kebabs. They're in Queensland.
It is what it is.
It is what it is, and that's what it is. Vina Jones on the mic, prank calling people.
I think that's pretty good. Eddie Garcia made a killer comeback.
3 cents per minute.
Eddie Garcia's an asshole. Wait, some kind of stupid?
Yep.
Man? Listen.
Hello.
Listen.
This is Austin. This is Austin.
What?
This is Austin Sunshine Kebabs.
Oh, yeah, I know. Listen, I called earlier. Some woman was talking to me. You know who that is?
You called some who?
I talked to you, stupid. And this woman was talking to me.
It's Sunshine Kebab, so what did you call?
I want to make an order for fucking kebab shit.
Oh, you want to do orders?
For fucking kebabs and shit. Huh?
Excuse me?
I want to make an order, yeah. Can I make an order, please?
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Well, what would you like?
I would like kebabs. Kebab, you have lamb meat? Listen.
Okay.
Stop it.
Large.
Monkey.
Is that small or large?
Large.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Did you want a small or large?
Yes, monkey. I want large, please.
Okay, you have to learn, finally, how can you speak, okay? You don't need to be rude. I'm not doing kebab for you, okay? Just
no,
come here.
No, please. Please, I'm hungry. Please.
Okay, you can come there.
No, I'm sorry, asshole monkey. I'm sorry. Donkey.
Oh, man. What the fuck's going on tonight with me? Alright, here we go. I might not go to sleep. I might just go to Walmart at 5 o'clock in the morning.
3 cents per minute.
I wonder if they're expecting a big crowd.
We're on a roll tonight.
I'm Tanko Babs, this is Kim.
Oh, it's you again, huh?
Who is this?
Listen, I only speak to men. Put the man on the phone again, please.
Okay. He says unless you're coming in for a kebab, then he's not speaking.
I'm coming in, so put him on. Right. Tell him yes to put him on, because I'm coming in.
He says, okay.
No, tell him that he's an asshole and get on the phone right now, or there's going to be trouble for you. I'm talking to you, Missy. You put him on the phone now, or you are going to
be trouble
for us. You heard him back there. He said this guy be trouble for us.
Oi, what does it mean, trouble?
You want me to hang up? You want me to hang up? Alright, that was,
No, don't call back.
Who was that? That was the Sunshine Kebabs again. Okay. Rocket Rod's Hamburger Heaven. They're in Queensland, Australia. Alright, let's give these fuckers a call here. You want me to hang up? The guy's like, well, he said, unless I was, he wouldn't have talked to me unless I'm coming in, and I told him, okay, I'm coming in, so I'm coming in, so he gets to talk to me.
3 cents per minute.
Let's listen to the inside of my mouth.
Good afternoon, Rocket Rod's Crystal speaking.
Hello.
Hello.
Listen, your phone sounds very bad. It's very muffled. Can you speak up a little bit?
Yeah, yours was really muffled too. I couldn't understand.
Get out of here. I have a Thompson phone. It's from the United States of America. Listen, I want to make a stupid order.
What would you like?
Food. It's on the menu and shit. What do you got that's good tonight?
Everything's good.
There's some hamburgers in there?
Yeah.
Put me down for a double cheeseburger, 2 half-pound patties, medium well with mustard, mayo, onion, and cheese. I'll have curly fries with that seasoned, Diet Coke. And do you have any jalapeno poppers?
No, and we do not have hash browns or curly fries.
I didn't ask for hash browns. What are you talking about, bro? Ask for curly fries. Give me that curly fries shit.
No, we actually don't have any.
Well, you make some then. You know how you make a curly fry. Why don't you put a little effort into it, huh? Man, I'm just starting to get insulting.
I'm losing the juice already. I'm getting really tired is what it is. Let's call back, though. I keep sipping on Mountain Dew over here, trying to keep myself awake. I'm almost in a zombie state right now.
The dead's in the chat.
Oh boy.
The cost of this call is 3 cents per minute.
Her fat floppy tits. Thank you. Asshole. Listen, some woman over there is hanging up the phone and talking fresh.
Yeah, she didn't know if you were a serious customer or not, sorry.
Okay, well, can I get her an apology, please? I want an apology before I give you my order.
She wants an apology? And maybe it's okay. She wants an apology. Sorry.
I do apologize, sir. I didn't think you were making a serious phone call.
All right, honey, that's fine.
Hello?
Yeah, hey. What'd you say?
I said I'm sorry, I didn't think you were making a serious phone call.
All right, did you get in trouble for this now or something?
No, not yet.
Not yet? All right, well, I hope you don't get in trouble. I'll do everything I can, but I might have to, I've got my papers here and I might be filing a report.
against you. Okay?
That's fine. Would you like to speak to my boss?
Yeah. Let's go ahead and get the paper started. Go ahead. Can you get your stuff together, maybe, and just maybe go to the office right now, please? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, who's this?
Hello?
Who's this?
Who am I speaking with?
This is Valente.
Sorry?
This is Valente.
Valente, yeah.
Uh-huh. Now listen, who was that young lady that was just apologizing because she made a mistake?
Mistake for what? You haven't got an order in, have you?
Well, I tried to make an order and she was rude to me and she hung up the phone on me and she said shit damn it and stuff
okay,
like that.
Well, what would you like?
She says shit damn it to me.
What would you like? Anything?
Well, yeah, we need to take care of the situation first.
What would you like?
I want you to
would
write
you
her up.
To order because I have people I have to go and serve.
Well, I want listen to me, woman.
Place an order?
Listen, woman. I want her to gather her stuff and I want her to be sent home and not pay for the rest of the day. Right now, you do that. Right now, you listen to me. You hear me, woman? Damn it.
I take my sunglasses off. Whoa.
You're on a roll now, man.
I don't know about that, man. I'm, like, barely coherent right now. Took my sunglasses off. I've been wearing them all night inside the house. Just like the song says, I wear my sunglasses at night. Man, it's really bright in this house.
I wear my sunglasses.
I wish I had that song. I doubt that I do. Oh my god, I do. That's Corey Hart. Let's play some Corey Hart. I wear my sunglasses.
Oh, cool.
I got to, because I just took. Corey, hell yeah, dude. Let's find. What's that number? I'm sure I got it here.
Resort. This is Melissa. How may I direct your call?
Hey, what's going on, big Melissa? Listen, I need to talk to that fucking guy, Corey, in security right now. You put him on the phone right now. We're going to have a fucking episode on the phone. I'm going to yell and say bad shit.
Okay, let me connect this.
God damn it! Corey can't be there tonight. The supervisor.
Security, this is Joe. I may assist you.
Hey, this is Big Joe.
Hello.
Hey, big guy. How you doing? Listen, I want to hear about Corey. I want you to tell spill
I
the beans.
I can't hear you.
Listen, you son of a bitch. I want to know about Corey.
About who?
Corey, this asshole Corey.
Who's Corey?
Some stupid son of a bitch at the security there that stole my iPod a few weeks ago.
No, there is no Corey here.
Give me all his information right now, and I want your papers. I want a copy of your papers. I'm going to sue you.
Well, I'll tell you what. Start suing, because you ain't getting nothing from me.
You're son of a bitch.
Who in the hell is this?
This is Valente, and I'm calling the shots here. I'm going to sue you unless you start
acting. No, you ain't calling no shots.
Yes, I am. I'm the consumer. I'm with ConsumerReports.com. I run the magazine. You understand me? When I get a hold of you, when I get the lawsuit I put on you, you're not going to be able to support yourself anymore. You're not going to, this casinos will close. When I'm done with the lawsuit, I'm going to put on you people for stealing my stuff. Bastard. If I'm not calling the shots, then who the hell is? You tell me right now, boy.
Who is this?
Speak up.
Who is this?
Who are you talking to in the background? Maybe I should ask that first, because I gave you my name when you asked for it.
Oh, I just got on the phone.
What's your name?
Who is this?
This is Valente. Why don't you introduce yourself when you get on the phone?
I don't even know who I am. All I heard you rambling about something.
I'm sorry, asshole. You say you don't know who you are? Right?
Stupid. Isn't that what he said? He doesn't know who he is. Oh, see, I'm sorry if he doesn't know who he is, but fuck me. I'm an asshole. Whatever. Okay, Rocket Rods Hamburger Haven. Heaven, not Haven, Heaven. And they are located in Queensland, Australia. Let's give them a call here. Getting ready to wrap things up here. Late on a Black Friday.
The cost of this call is 3 cents per minute.
Good evening, Rocket Rod Center speaking.
Hey, what's going on with your plasma?
Hi, did you want to place an order?
Yeah, I wanted to. Is that okay? I mean, then you sound kind of being rude and stuff. Is there going to be a problem with me and you? Maybe I should talk to somebody else and not you if you're going to be a rude person.
Maybe I should talk to someone else myself and get an order from someone. Could you please place an order because we are busy?
No, put me on with somebody else there because I don't like your attitude and I think you're going to do stuff to my food or mess it up.
If you keep ringing up, sir, we will be reporting your number. Okay?
I don't care. Why don't you go shut up, stupid? Why don't you go sit on it? Asshole.
I'm just being a rude asshole tonight. I don't know why. I just don't have to work tomorrow, so who cares? Elena's Fish Cafe in Queensland also. Just call. At this point, I've degraded it. Calling people in Australia and degrading them. And a casino. It's not that funny, but whatever. It's what you get.
The cost.
I'm a little out of it right now.
3 cents per minute.
Just finish a bottle of wine. Look at that, it's right here. Bottle of wine, gone.
Yeah.
Fish Cafe, how may I help you?
Man, what's going on? I just drank a whole bottle of wine, son of a bitch.
Alright.
Yeah, you put me down for fish and chips?
Pardon?
Went out for three spaces. Three spaces.
Pardon?
I want a goddamn three spaces of fish and chips.
So just three cod?
No, three spaces.
Three spaces?
Yeah, are you daft or something?
What spaces?
Are you a twit?
Pardon?
Are you some kind of twit?
No.
You sure about this? Because maybe because you're a woman, you don't understand what I'm talking about. Maybe you're going to mess it up. Is this too much pressure for you, honey?
No.
Do you mess up orders a lot?
No.
Do your hands tremble?
No.
No? All right, put me down for three spaces of fish and chips.
Three spaces.
Yep.
Or three pieces.
No, spaces, man. I know what I'm saying. You don't know what I'm saying, but I know what I'm saying.
We don't serve spaces here, sorry.
Oh, no?
No.
Oh, fuck me in the ass. Forget it then, right? Yeah, I'm an asshole. My bad.
Alright.
Yeah, stupid.
What would you like today?
I told you I wanted fish and chips.
Just how many fish would you like?
Three spaces of it.
Three spaces of them.
Yeah. You started on them right away for me, honey, okay?
Pardon?
Listen, honey, I want you to go get started on that right away for me, okay? I'm going to be down there how long, do you think? Maybe 10, 15 minutes?
So what was your order, sorry?
Three spaces of fish and chips.
Three spaces?
Yeah, of fish and chips.
We don't have three spaces.
When I told you maybe I'm an asshole, and then you said you did have it. So you're trying to say I'm an asshole?
No.
No? Okay. So put me down for you. You got it? Three spaces. Just write it down. Take it to the boss, who's in charge back there in the kitchen. He knows what I'm talking about. I think maybe because you're a woman, you don't understand.
I'll get it for you.
All right.
Hello, can I help you?
Listen, sir, this woman that you had there, I don't, you know, the problem with women on the phone is that sometimes they don't understand when men are talking like us. So I don't think...
That was the male speaking. Would you like to order something?
I keep asking for three spaces, and this woman you have on the phone, sir, is not able to understand my order.
What would you like to order, sir?
Three spaces.
Three spaces?
Of fish and chips.
three serves of fish and chips?
No, spaces. I know exactly what I'm saying. I'm speaking the president's English. Spaces.
So, what would you like to order?
Three spaces of goddamn fish and chips.
So, where are you ringing from? Can I start off with your name?
This is Valente.
How do I spell that?
V-A-G-I-N-A.
Goodbye.
Bye.
All right, finally somebody fell for that. Breaking news here, Milkman. Breaking news.
Yes, sir.
Whoa, that is loud.
What?
Still got to fix that. We got in Lahore, Pakistan. We've got the Hotel Melrose, and let's give them a call. Ask them where Osama bin Laden is. Lahore. What kind of name of a place is that? Lahore. I'm from Lahore. Yeah, your mom's Lahore. Oh, man, that's not the place I want to live in. Looking for some appropriate music here to play. Let's see. No, I don't like this one.
Yes?
Who's hey, man, I'm probably going to be taking off, so
oh, yeah?
you'll have a good thing.
Bye, chicken.
Bye,
monkey. TuckerMike.com, that's Tuck.
Bye.
Don't insult me. Don't insult me. Bye, Tuck. That's Tuck, everybody. Visit his website, subscribe to his podcast.
Stuff to do, or I would stick around, seriously.
No. Everyone go suck Tuck's dick.
Tuck.com.
He has a finger in his ass when you suck his dick.
Talk with the letters.
Hey, stupid, how you doing?
Hello.
Hey, stupid asshole. Is this Pakistan?
Yes, this is Pakistan. Who are you?
You're a son of a bitch. I'm going to put pork in your food and watch your mom when she takes a shower.
Hello?
Yeah, I can see. I like to watch your mom when she takes a shower.
You... Hello?
Yeah, I like to watch your mother when she takes a shower.
Your mother takes a shower?
No, your mother takes a shower, and I like to watch her when she takes a shower in the bathroom.
You are a very stupid person.
Yeah, I am. That's true because I'm American, but I still like to watch your mother while she takes a shower. Okay, I'm a very stupid person.
I have no idea how much it costs to call Pakistan. All right, we got another one here. There's Islamabad in guest house. They're in Islamabad, Pakistan. One of our allies in the
war. Everything is dirty. It smells like us.
One of our allies in a war on terror. Yeah, right. Okay. Thanks. Allies with allies like that, who needs enemies?
The cost of this call is 9 cents per minute.
Wow. 9. Who cares? I got money for days, though.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, is this the guest house?
Yes.
Hello, bastard. I just want to let you know that I like to watch your mother when she takes a shower in the bathroom.
Hello?
Yeah, I like to watch your mother when she takes a shower in the bathroom.
Who's
speaking? This is Valente. This is Valente. I'm from the United States of America, and I want to let you know that I watch your mother when she's taking a shower. When she's bathing in the bathroom, I watch her.
I don't understand you speaking.
You have mother? Sir?
I don't understand you speaking. What's speaking?
Listen.
Your guest was my room?
Yes.
So most welcome anytime I'm coming, my guest was.
Listen, do you have the Quran?
Huh?
Do you have the Quran?
I have?
The Quran. I put it in the bathroom, in the toilet.
Huh? So please you call another number.
No.
After you speak.
No, I talk to you, monkey. What's that noise?
Huh?
What's going on? What's that noise?
Totally you are speaking, I don't understand.
You fucking donkey monkey bitch.
You're a big bitch.
No, no, I'm not bitch. You're a bitch.
You're a big bitch, very big bitch, huh?
You're a Muslim bitch. Islam bitch. There we go.
What the fuck was it? You hear that in the background, dude? They're like, hello, my
love.
Holy shit, that's the place I want to live. Wow. Fucking beautiful country there.
Wow.
You get, hear that.
Where's DTT? Let's give him the translate.
Jeez. It was kill the infidel. Jesus.
I wonder if they ever caught DTT, man. Those people for all his hotels and shit he screwed up.
Yeah, DTT, that fucker. He was involved in that whole flim-flam, man.
Yeah, phone losers? What was it? Phone losers or what was it?
Yeah, phone gays.
Phone fags.
Is it prayer time now? Looks like it is. You're right, Brandon. I think it is, man.
The cost of this call is 9 cents per minute.
That's my favorite heathen song. You know those songs? Those Arab songs that we got here. It's called. Why'd you do it?
Oh, kid, it's stupid.
This guy's an answering again. What a bastard. He said I'm a big bitch. You are a big bitch.
All right, we'll try to call the one in Lahore, Pakistan again. Again, the Hotel Melrose Inn in Pakistan, Lahore.
The cost of this call is 9 cents per minute.
Stupid donkey, how are you?
Hello?
Hey, donkey. Listen.
Hi.
Listen, donkey, I want to make a reservation.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. But I don't want...
Single, double?
Single, two men, one bed.
Two men, one bed. Double room.
No. One bed for two men at the same time. We're going to sleep in the same bed together.
Yes, a double room for...
No. One bed. Single room for two men together.
Room is total double... Room is total double?
No, we're only going to have one bed for two men and we're going to sleep...
Person account.
We're going to sleep together.
For single person? One person for single or two person for double?
No.
Room is all double.
No, but I'm going to have sex with him. It's sexual relations. So we're going to have one bed only.
Your relation is?
No, sexual. Sexual relations with a man in your bed.
What's your name?
Valente, from America, United States.
America. You are so stupid, man.
No, I'm going to have sex with another man in the hotel.
No, you are so stupid, man. American is so stupid, man.
Don't say that because we can hurt you bad. Pakistan go to hell. Burn in hell.
You think I get killed over there if I admitted to that? That I wanted to have sex with a man in the hotel, probably. You were so stupid. Am I really?
Pakistan again.
The cost of this call is 9 cents per minute.
I want
an ice cream cone with female shitting in it.
Hello.
Hey, monkey.
Yeah, not Rome is available.
No. I command you to, in the name of the United States.
No, Rome is available, okay?
No, there is. If you're lying to me, we're going to attack. Asshole. He's not. No room is available. All right, cool. Let's call Poland.
We're going to attack.
We got numbers here from Poland. Ecotech Marilek Jolonek Hotel. Jesus Christ. Ecotech Melanek Holonek. In Poland.
The cost of this call is
we're gonna attack.
2 cents per minute.
As you heard him say, I'm American, I'm stupid. Very nice of him to say. What a nice guy.
You know that kind
of thing. Hey, stupid, how are you?
Hello?
Yeah, is this Poland? Hey, asshole, I heard you had a submarine and you had a screen door on and it drowned it.
1 second, please.
Okay. Nothing like racist Polak jokes. Hello, asshole.
Hello.
Hey, listen. I want to make a reservation.
For what? To whom do you want to speak?
For fucking reservation, asshole. Hotel. Alright, whatever. We got the Hotel Green City. They're in Pakistan also.
Oh, man. We had a comment here in the chat.
What's that?
Oh, boy.
Uh-huh.
DTT came in the chat and made a comment.
DTT?
He's using a different screen name, yeah.
I'm Muslim. That last call was offensive. Oh, wow. Too bad. What did I... That's funny.
I think you got to play this song again for him, man.
The cost of this call is 9 cents per minute.
Too bad, asshole. You're British is what you are on BT Central Plus. If you're Muslim, you're chicken donkey. Hello. Is this the stupid hotel? Assalamu alaikum. Hey, go fuck yourself, asshole. I want a hotel room. Uh-huh.
Hello?
Yes, I want a hotel room for two men, one bed.
Two person, one person?
No. Two men, one bed.
Two men?
In one bed only.
Take it, yes.
No. We're going to have sex together, so you put us in the same bed. Only charge us for one bed. We're going to make love in the bed.
One bed?
I'm going to kiss the man in the bed.
600.
600 what?
One man, 600, two men, 1,000.
No. We're going to sleep in the same bed together. We're he's my boyfriend. He's my husband. Huh?
Yes.
We're coming from America. I'm going to touch his penis.
Yes.
Is that okay?
Okay.
You take your pants off too? For man? Bastard. Okay, good. Whatever. They don't get the concept of two men in one bed. They're like, what? No, wait a minute. You can't do that.
That's not right.
God will go mad and kill us. If we don't kill you, God will kill you.
We're gonna attack.
DTT! Hey, DTT! Yay! BTT's in the house, everybody. BTT, coincidentally enough, is in training right now in Pakistan. Golden Apple Hotel in Russia.
Jim Pog is working again.
The cost of this call is 3 cents per minute.
I'm Muslim, and that last coat is offensive.
That's funny. I love that. I love our listeners.
Awesome.
Hey, stupid, how are you? Hello?
Good afternoon.
Hey, are you? Is this Russia? Is this the Soviet Union?
It is Russia, but...
No, listen, I'm trying to call the Soviet Union.
No, it is the Hotel Golden Apple.
Uh-huh, in the Soviet Union.
I don't understand you. Excuse me. Could you repeat, please?
Yes, I need to speak to the Soviet Union Hotel.
Could you hold the line, please?
Okay, dummy.
USSR, try that.
USSR? No, they call it CCCP. No.
Dear guest, Golden Apple is available online. Book your rooms directly on our website, goldenapple.ru. Get the best rate and save your time. It is convenient and safe. Book rooms on goldenapple.ru.
I'll get right on that. Milkman, book a room.
Good morning, how may I help you?
Yes, hello, is this the Soviet Union?
This is Russia, yes.
No, shut up, asshole. Shut up, this is Soviet Union, you bastard chicken donkey. I want to make a reservation, I only speak to men on the phone. This is the United States of America.
I understood, let me connect you with the reservation.
No, asshole, I'm making a complaint first.
What a complaint? What kind of a complaint?
Because you people don't have computers there.
Yes, of course, I have a computer.
No, you don't. It's the Soviet Union. You people are so backwards that you don't have technology.
And what would you like then, sir, if I don't have a computer?
I want you to get a computer so people can take care of my problems right now.
Of course, I will take care about your problems, sir. What would you like?
I want you to write down an apology.
What kind of apology, sir?
For not having a computer.
I see. Mm-hmm. I think you need to speak with someone else, sir.
No, I need to speak to you. I want you to explain how you people lost.
Yes, of course.
That we beat you in the Cold War, right? Huh?
I see. I think you need to speak with someone else, sir.
What do you call the Cold War? What do you call that, buddy?
I see. Goodbye, sir.
Fucking asshole.
Hey, listen, Gorby. Don't get lippy.
Hey, listen, Yeltsin. All right, we got any more members in Russia we can call? Any more of these backwards people?
Mother Russia!
Here's another hostel in Russia we didn't call. All right, cool. Godzilla's hostel in Russia. Let's call them, ask them about the good old days in the Soviet Union, back when they wanted to kill us.
Seriously, listen.
How's that Iron Curtain now, huh?
Yeah, it's all rusted.
The cost of the call is 3 cents per minute.
Aww.
Milkman, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. It's getting late. Say goodbye. We're leaving. Do it now.
Well, folks, I hope you enjoyed this latest installment of the Madhouse 38.6 The Mouth Thanksgiving Extravaganza Especial. We do want to let you all know that, yes, even though you are turkeys, we love you. We do this every week for you. That's right. We drop the dime. We only ask that you just bring the time. I'd like to thank everybody who showed up tonight. Kokanee, Lifey, Lonesome Loser, our numbers hit man extraordinaire.
Yay! Right. Yes, God, thank you, Lonesome Loser.
All hail! Hands high to the Lonesome Loser. We had the dead in there, MST3 Clay, Brendan, DTT. We had quite a turnout tonight and other people that showed up. Ellie, Maven, that's right, Justin, X-Line Flat, everybody that showed up, we'd like to thank you all and hope you enjoyed our turkey special. And least of all, but not least, Mr. Tug, that's right, Tug Nike, that's right, my good friend and pal and buddy. I'd like to thank you also. Please, everybody,
Join our Facebook page, Madhouse Live. Jack Masterson, he has a page. Your favorite characters, Jack Valente, he has a page. And, of course, your old buddy, the Milkman, and be looking for Eddie Garcia. And we've got some great things coming up for you. Some new things cooking. The Madhouse Militia will be activated very soon. Romano is going to take this next call.
Thank you.
The cost of this call is $2 per minute.
Calling once again. Late number from Lose and Loser. Figured I'd call it.
Serdecznie witamy. Proszę czekać na zgłoszenie się operatora. Welcome to the Grand Hotel Kraków. Please wait for the operator.
Dzień dobry, Grand Hotel Kraków. Czy chcę mogę pomóc?
Hello, woman. Is this the Soviet Union?
Excuse me? Could you?
I want to speak to stupid Polish.
Which, your surname, please, sir?
Hey.
Which room, exactly?
This is Valente, and I want to talk about that submarine you guys had.
Who would you like to speak exactly? Which department?
The head manager in charge.
Manager in charge, and your surname, please?
This is Valente, goddammit.
Mr. Valente?
You want to spell it?
To the manager.
Immediately.
All right.
Right now. Do it!
All right, I'm transferring you.
Okay, baby. That's sexy. Sexy
Polish. Polish women are hot, dude.
They're not. Yeah, they are. Yeah, they are. They get you kiss a Polish woman, ma'am, and she gets pregnant. You know what I mean?
Excuse me?
I kissed a Polish woman once, and she got pregnant just by kissing her.
She's a whore. How can I help you,
sir? There's a whore Polish woman once. I kissed her, and she got pregnant. I didn't even put it in her. Hello? Stupid. Listen.
Hello?
Listen, stupid.
Can you hear me, sir?
What's the big deal with you talking in the background and talking the other language?
Excuse me, I don't understand you.
I kissed a girl and she got pregnant. She's a Polak. Polish Polak. Pole.
Who is Polish?
Some broad that I kissed.
I don't understand you, sir.
There's this Polish chick from Illinois. Alright, her name's
yes.
The Dead. And I kissed her and she got pregnant. I just had a little sex with her and she got pregnant immediately, stupid bitch. He's a stupid bitch. Because he's Polish, like you.
I don't understand you.
Hey, man, do you know about that submarine with the screen door in it? She hung up already. Fuck it. All right, cool. Let's call the Zomabat Inn guest house real quick. I know I said I was ending the show, Milkman, but let's call this place.
That's all right, dude. I'm into it.
The guy that called me a stupid asshole or whatever, stupid bitch.
Well, if you're going to call them, then why don't you have Eddie Garcia, man?
Yo,
he's in the war vet.
Fuck that, let's get Jack Masterson in on this.
Yeah. Sounds like Darth Vader.
Answer here.
You guys are answering. Well, I guess you got everybody, right? We thank Lose and Loser, everyone, for listening. Thank you, Milkman.
That's right.
Yeah, we got everybody.
Almost done. I was going to thank Carlito, our generalissimo of the Mad Elves. That's right, our fearless leader. Carlito, please tell everybody about the upcoming Mad Elves Militia if you're ready to release this.
No, I'm not. We'll catch you everybody. No, I'm kidding.
10-4.
No, that's cool. No, the Madhouse Militia that I've always talked about, I'm starting to get that ready here. You know, I've always asked for some help. Right now, what I really need help with is, dude, we need to get some episodes edited. If you think you could take a crack at editing some Madhouse audio, We got them all. I got them all uploaded now, right, Milkman? I told you about that. I showed you. I uploaded
the unedited audio.
We've
already got two people. They're interested in volunteering.
Well, if anybody out there, if you think you want to take a stab at it, get with me on one of the messengers or send me an email. Go to the website, madhouselive.com. There's other options there on how to do so. And if you think you could, if you know how to do some editing, you know, like Audacity kind of shit, let me know. I'll get with me. And we can get you access to, like, our unedited audio from now on. So you'll always have, like, Madhouse. You don't even have to wait for the podcast update. You can go in there right now and listen to all the shows that haven't even been updated. So if you listen to this on the podcast, eventually, hopefully, this will get edited into the podcast. But, yeah, I'm looking for help editing some audio because I'm behind by 14 episodes at this point, something like that, 13, 14. And I just don't have the time to edit all those prank calls and audio. And the podcast is suffering, as a matter of fact, and it's the only thing that's keeping us behind from a complete 100% relaunch of the site. The podcasts are up and all that. The feeds are all fixed, but we need to get some new content on there, so I need help catching up. So I don't mind taking over after it's catched up, but at this point, we're way behind. So, I don't know. It's a mountain of death. Anyway.
There you go.
Whatever.
If you love the show and you want to do something for the show, man, we always remember people that help and take care of us, and so please contact us, man. Get with us right here. You can get a hold of Milkman. You can get a hold of Carlito.
Right.
Please let us know, and we'll definitely be glad to have your services.
Right, that's right. And then just to mention again, not to mention again, but to say, announce, I made I'm just about done with the final selections for a new Madhouse Radio prank call CD. So that's going to be called How Much Are Your Spaces?
Yeah.
How Much Are Your Spaces? We're going to have to get audio. It's probably going to be a download-only one, so I might not even have to do any album art for it. But anyway, that's what's going to happen. So look out for that new downloadable prank call CD. Visit the website.
Any aspiring artists out there? People that work on web pages as well.
Yeah.
Anybody like that with any talent. Please, we'd be happy to talk to you.
Yeah, and
check
out Milkman and the Facebook pages that he's running. Out of here. Goodbye, everybody.
Jack Valente, Jack Masterson, Madhouse Live, Milkman, all your friends right there in Facebook.
See you guys. Thank you, Milkman. Thank you, Coconine.
Thanks, Hermano.
Fart.